This is PFW in Progress.
Buck melanoma. Molly Russell's wart. Not her wart. I'm the wart. She's my tumor. My growth. My pimple. I'm Uncle Wart. Just old Buck Wart Russell. That's what they call me. Or melanoma head. They'll call me that.
PFW in Progress.
Don't give me any crap, Maisie.
I'm telling you, said crap.
There's nothing wrong with crap.
Oh, really? I thought that was a swear.
No, you're thinking of sh**.
With Fred Kirsch.
Forget that we were perfectly happy. So thank them for getting treated like sh**t every day.
I'm telling on that one.
Paul Perillo.
What did you have, a few drinks this morning? Huh? I think you did, didn't you?
In the field of local live home entertainment. Oh, my God! You low-life lying four-flushing sack of sh**.
And Andy.
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
Or a rent?
Rent.
What do you do for a living?
Lots of things.
Where's your office?
I don't have one.
How come?
I don't need one.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
How come?
It's an even longer story. What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
Andy Hart.
You have much more hair than you know, so my dad.
How nice of you to notice.
I'm a kid, that's my job.
Some guy named Tom.
Your girlfriend?
Friend? And yes, she is a girl.
Are you supposed to marry her or something?
The subject has come up, yes, but nothing serious.
Maybe if you got married, you'd stop being such an ass.
And you never know, Lori might stop by.
Look, I'm just calling to say I miss you. No, I haven't been drinking. I've been thinking a lot about you. Well, think about those two little dimples on your buns. what do we call them? One was on the right was Lyndon, and the left was Johnson. No, that was your boobs. We did. Oh, your boobs were Minnie and Mickey. I remember that because of Disney World. And Felix. Felix is what we called your...
PFW in Progress.
Take this quarter. Go downtown and have a rat gnaw that thing off your face.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. We're back. It is Thursday. The gang's here. That means I'm here. I'm back from...
That's not usually what that means, actually.
A week of reviews with all these
usually
guys.
Usually means there's food coming.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. You're here because there's food coming.
No, right. I'm here because I'm done.
Been
with
down here since 11:30.
Annual chore of doing your yearly assessments.
And I'll be getting another job because you're done with her.
And let me tell you, it wasn't pretty.
I agree.
No. It was not. I wept last night.
It was, but I'm finished with it. It's a pain in the butt. Really is. But, you know, I have to do it. So.
It's a business you've chosen.
It is. You know? Grow. This place is growing. We got HR departments.
Unfortunately for us, it's the business we've chosen.
we got like 15 people in our HR department alone.
He rants about the HR department at least once a week.
He does.
It's so big.
He must be having some internal problems with them.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that ambitious? I was the editor of a human resource trade journal?
No.
No, but I believe it.
No one ever read it.
It was called.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was called Recruiting Magazine.
I'm sorry. I dropped the ball on that one, Tom.
It was called Recruiting Magazine. So.
Is that
why you have a disdain for HR departments?
A little bit, yeah.
Really?
When was this and where was this?
This is back in,
Now we're asking follow-up questions?
I was going to say, first Tom forgets to say yes, and now you're asking follow-ups.
This is like late 80s.
In Boston?
Weston, Mass. It was a company called Prime National Publishing. So
I think you have told us that story before, though.
Yeah.
Rings
anyway, big shout-out to Nick Martell, who is getting us lunch today.
Woohoo!
Shout
out to Nick, but not to Gary for ordering
Gary
it
said
late.
When lunch comes, I should read this. So yes. It hasn't come yet. So,
around 2:45 we'll read.
Yeah, we won't be on the air, though.
I'll hold this right,
Gary
next,
just finished ordering.
Right next to my microphone, so when the lunch comes, we'll read Nick's email.
So okay. He does the paper thing, too. You don't get on him for that.
What? He's the boss.
Every
time Eric reads something,
when
he
I
has
had
to shake the paper.
I was doing that when I was reading stuff.
Well, you don't do it every time.
Eric does.
Okay, well, I did.
Yeah, so then it gets
old. Well, one time
Eric's
too many.
Cliche.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so guys, what do we got going?
I got some news for you. I don't have the paper shake, though.
Yeah?
One of my many league sources contacted me today. And I have confirmed that, confirmed through the league source.
Through third person.
That the Patriots, Nick Caserio, and Dom Capers will be flying to Phoenix on Sunday to work out my boy Anton Kaysen.
Oh, okay.
So... That tells me two things. One, these guys know what they're doing because he's the best player in the draft. And two, obviously, you're not going to draft him 7, and you're not getting him in the second round. So there's a possible trade down. You know, if you can trade down, maybe that's one of the guys they'd be looking at.
Okay, that's good info. Some other inside tidbits. Troy Brown was in the building today getting his hand casted for the museum, one of the exhibits. So he was here. Now, did anybody talk to him?
No one came and got
no
me.
No one let us know that he was here.
Oh.
Did you read the story?
I was going to give you the follow-up saying, so I, you know.
What?
I guess that that fell through. That
I
that's
guess.
Not gonna happen.
No one. Huh.
Yeah, it might be nice to sit down with Troy. I didn't necessarily need to do it today, but, you know, kind of one of those career retrospective kind of stories, and he can talk about some of his memories.
Well, all right, nice. Well according to Chris Gasper,
download the podcast,
the Patriots
now
aren't going to be Bingo offering him a contract, mm-hmm, according to Chris Gasper. But
well, after the Brewski deal, I figured they'd give him 3 more years.
With a $2 million signing
That's
bonus.
Not confirmed by the team. He hasn't signed with another team, so we don't know what the deal is.
You think he'll sign with another team?
I don't know. I don't know.
But why? If you're him, what do you have? What do you have left to give? Really,
he doesn't want
to
go out with that year.
I think he thinks he can still play.
That's the case.
See, that's the thing. Is I would say no. My head, but the way he sounds like he wants to play.
I think he can still play.
Well, I think Brett Favre thinks he can still play too. But he finally made the right decision.
But Brett Favre didn't want to play,
and he's the quarterback. Well, he's not a fourth receiver.
And he came off a year where he did something. Troy Brown did nothing.
Yeah, to say that Brett Favre can't still play is foolish. I mean, the guy was terrific last year. He doesn't want to still play, and he doesn't want to put all the work in that obviously it requires. Troy Brown doesn't have those reservations about putting the work in. He wants an opportunity to play, and I agree with Andy. He went out on a much more sour note, you know, having played just one game, and in that game the ball bounced off his face on a punt. I mean, I don't think
that could sway
him. I could make an argument against that. Favre's last pass cost him the Super Bowl.
No, I know, but I mean,
I know what you're saying.
You can't compare the season that Favre had with the season that Troy Brown had.
I think he might try to play.
Yeah, personally,
Troy Brown.
Personally, I would sit back and I would say, you know, I played my whole career with the Patriots. It's over.
Well,
you
know, it's a great. Do the Jets need a slot receiver?
That's my
sure.
There you go.
He's not going to start anywhere.
Guess who might offer him something?
The Colts.
The Jets.
Yeah. Why not the Colts?
I think the Colts would be a great place for him.
He can just be a
Stanley Morgan did at the end of his career.
Situational type player. 4 or 5 guy come in, make a couple big catches, help Anthony Gonzalez out.
Absolutely.
Get a chance to win, join Adam Vinatieri.
Okay.
Yeah. How come every time a player is available, we always turn to the Colts? That'd be a great place for
them. They haven't signed a guy in 10 years.
Well, they won't. I mean, yeah. I mean,
they're not big in free agency.
They don't do a lot of
sign their own in the draft. Yeah.
Right.
Let's see. What else? Ty Law, reports are that he was here the other day for an interview. I don't know if it included a physical.
Were those the reports? Because I thought he has spoken with Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that's what I
read. I don't know. Okay, maybe he wasn't physically here, but he's in town.
But emotionally, he was in the building.
That was totally taken out
of context. Talked to Bill
Belichick,
said they had a good conversation. But sounded to me like he was leaning toward the Jets.
It sounds like they're more interested, and my guess is they have more money on the table.
Did he say that Bill lied to him about anything?
No, he says that they have
water under the bridge.
A good relationship, you know, and they had
that kind of got patched up. Now, amazingly to me, because I don't see how, you know, you could just forget about that stuff, but
and Bill is known to hold a grudge or two.
That was totally
but they
taken
did.
Out
that
of
was
context.
That was gone by that by the start of that next season.
What's
it was
up,
gone.
Maybe and it then, was a misunderstanding of some.
I don't think so.
Hey,
I don't know how you can misunderstand
up,
when
you
one
doing?
Guy called the other guy a liar.
No, I mean like how Ty Law was perceiving what was going on. Maybe
well,
Bill, maybe Bill talked
called
to him. I'm saying
and absolutely maybe that's a good point, Tom. Maybe he went to and Bill said, look, you know. I know you think I lied, but this is A, B, and C, what happened. And then he says, well, okay, no, I understand that. And all of a sudden it's all patched up. Yeah, that's a good point. Good one by you, Tom.
The Jets are running out of money, though. They've been spending a lot of money. So far
no one ever runs out of money.
Well,
I'm just saying.
The Jets, according to John Tomasi today, only have about $4 million in cap space, whereas the Patriots have about 10. But
right.
It doesn't matter about cap space because the Patriots aren't going to go over a certain level. You know that.
And the Jets can find 10 if they need 10. And
if they want Ty Law, they could find the money to sign him.
Sure. How much do you think he's looking for?
As much as he can get.
No, you know, come on.
I really don't know.
$3 million?
A year? Yeah.
I don't know how much longer than a one-year deal he's going
to
get.
I think he's honest. Wherever he goes, it could be a one-year deal no matter what. He could be doing this every year for the next 2 or 3 years.
I think he'll get playing. 5 for 1 year with the Jets.
No way. No way.
I'm throwing it out there.
I don't know if he can get 5.
Well, if he plays for the Raiders, he'd get 10.
Man genius.
All right, what other news is Randy out there Moss. That you want to
did we talk about
address?
That?
Randy Moss, the did we talk about that Tuesday? The suit was
it happened yesterday.
Suit was dropped. The woman and her lawyer, her new lawyer, I should say,
who basically said it was all the old lawyer's fault.
Right, they blamed it all on the old lawyer. And I guess the what's happening is that Moss's insurance company is going to take care of any injury or medical
Isn't
bills.
That a little weird too.
Why?
Just saying he's going to file a claim and the assumption that it's going to be okay and it's all going to work out. And
all comes under your homeowners. You have liability. You know,
for everything?
If somebody gets hurt at your home, yeah.
You have experience in this, huh?
Sure.
No matter what?
The consensual horseplay policy.
That's kind of where I'm going with this. Like, aren't there rules like if acts of God or something, it's not covered? Weird, like... The fine print on all these insurance policies.
Well, of course. Like if
now, what if they were involved
if I push
in
you down
consensual
a set of stairs
I was going to say, what
house?
If I crack you over the head with a bat? Will my insurance take care of that?
Homeowners will get it.
Now I think you're going to jail.
No, but
what if they don't press charges?
Fred, we've all heard what the rumors were. I don't want to say them because they're just rumors and stuff. But
if somebody slips and falls at your house on a piece of ice, you're liable.
I agree with that. But this wasn't on ice and it wasn't slipping and falling. I think there's some...
We don't know what it was. But apparently the insurance company is going to take care of it.
If I were you, Fred...
It didn't say that. All it said was he was going to submit a claim.
Okay. But they're going to try to have that. They're going to try to have... Obviously, her lawyer's okay with it.
Well,
I think he just thought the other way they handled it was ridiculous. I think he thought it was...
Did you see the two statements on this? And I don't have the exact wording in front of me. Did you bring down that stuff?
I didn't.
I know sometimes you bring down the clips.
The printer was broken. I couldn't print anything.
One of the statement from...
So we won't have to hear.
Right. The statement from Moss's attorney indicated that there was an acknowledgement on the part of the woman, Washington, I think. Wait, was it Rachel? Or Rochelle. Rochelle Washington. Mm-hmm. There was an acknowledgement on her part that it was... you know, that she was,
yeah,
she
was
agreed
no,
that
no
it was
malicious
no malicious intent,
intent right.
And that she agreed to allow the, to help with Forward Records
claim.
To file the claim with
right.
the insurance company. And then her current attorney, not the guy that originally filed the restraining order, had a weird kind of thing where he said no such acknowledgement had taken place.
I think he's wrong.
Yeah,
but then he went on.
If you read his
but then
original
he went on to
statement,
say the rest of the statement, where it certainly seems
you
like
read
she's
the
acknowledging
statement,
it. Yes,
and then you read Moss's attorney's
right
response to
it.
Yes,
mm-hmm. I think those two are right. And then the guy goes, "Whoa, I didn't really mean to say what I said in the first statement."
Yeah, I totally agree. That's
that
why. That's why I brought it up. I thought it was weird. I thought he contradicted himself within his own statement.
Yeah,
he did.
He did.
I think it's gone. I think it's a non-issue.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's
trying to do is cover his bases in case the insurance company doesn't cover it and they want to revisit. We need some money here.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's gone, though, Fred?
I think one way or another it's out of the news.
Oh, I know. I agree with
yeah.
that. But
too.
Why
yeah.
do you think it's out of the news?
Because I think they're now going to settle this and deal with it underneath the radar.
Good word.
Yeah.
Settle.
Whatever. Sometimes, you know.
I think some cash took care of it.
Well, yeah. Sometimes as an athlete or a figure, it's worth
Absolutely.
Rather than fighting, just, hey, here's some money, go away.
Absolutely.
It's just better to
not six
it's,
figures.
It's not necessarily an admission of guilt, but
no.
that's just the way it is.
No. And I also think that it was pretty clear that the old attorney for the woman, Washington, was using the timing of the playoffs to
right.
try to get more money and – and
beyond that, he was
publicly
a punk or a
yeah,
shakedown
publicly
artist.
Publicly embarrassed Randy Moss, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
You know, and Moss handled it, I thought, perfectly. You know, he mm-hmm. he defended himself, I thought,
came out right
passionately.
Away. Yeah.
And we all said it at the time. We all believed him at the time. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that we're going to get emails that are saying, oh, you guys have a different tune now. But we all believed
no,
Moss at the time.
We do not have a different tune now. Yeah. All we talked about was how believable he
that
was.
Doesn't really matter.
That other guy was like the Tom Casale of lawyers. He was yeah. just throwing stuff out there and see if it stuck to the wall. When it didn't, they fired him.
He wasn't even really a lawyer. Got that law degree online and in the mail. And
the Tom Casale of lawyers.
Well, I was listening to the sports radio yesterday, and I forget what they were talking
radio.
About. This woman called in, and you know she was. They said, well, what do you do for work? And she said, well, I'm in the legal profession. He's like, what are you, a paralegal? Are you a lawyer? She goes, well, I'm a lawyer, but I don't have a degree. Well, then you're not a lawyer yet.
That's true. I'm a lawyer, but I don't have a degree.
You're not even really a lawyer once you have the degree, are you? Don't you have to pass the bar
yeah,
to actually
right.
become a lawyer,
right.
like a licensed attorney?
You have to pass a bar. And
so
it's not an easy exam to pass, by the way.
So She's a long way from being a lawyer. Yeah. I'm as close to being a lawyer as she is.
You know what I'm going to start calling myself? I'm a millionaire without the $1 million.
I'm going to go with doctor.
I'm going to be a doctor. Dr. Casale.
Dr. Hart.
Dr. Von Nostrand.
What the hell? I mean, no one ever asked for anything. Right. Didn't ask to see my degree.
Brian McNamee was a doctor. He got some doctor's degree online or something. You can do that.
And, you know, we are about 17 minutes into the show, and no one's brought up the fact that Fred actually brought in his perfect push-ups today.
Oh, I didn't see him.
That's because you
Well, we're
you
waiting
know,
for you to demonstrate.
We weren't here yet.
No, these guys, I got the perfect push-ups. I think it's a good product. And
it's well-made. Well-made.
They sell them at Bass Pro now?
I told these guys about it, and they've been pestering me to bring him in, so today I brought him in. I remembered to bring him in.
The only problem we have is Fred's wide grip push-ups that are going to tear his labrum.
All three of us, Andy, Tom, and I, have expressed some concern with the wide push-up technique that Fred has
displayed.
The wide
grip is okay.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about that.
Wide?
I don't want to see you tearing any rotator cuffs.
You don't go that far, but it's
You were going pretty far.
Shoulders out like this, like you were
out pretty far, Fred.
I demonstrated for you guys.
I'll tell you what, Fred.
And huffing and puffing like crazy.
You talk to 10 personal trainers at 10 different gyms. If one of them says that's okay for you, then I'll listen. Until then, I'm just telling you that's not the way to go. You're going to hurt yourself.
Well, if you look at a regular dumbbell, not dumbbell, a barbell, and you look at the notches where you put your hands, that's a wide grip. That's about a wide grip.
That's not telling you where to lift. That's just a reference point so that when you lift, you can find the same grip.
I always put my hands right there.
Yeah, but your arms come down
I feel
Fred.
Lightheaded.
But Andy, when you bend, don't your arms come down?
Basically, there's three grips.
Just outside your shoulder.
There's the the grip that's in, then there's a normal grip, which is about shoulder length, then there's a one that's a little further out than shoulder length.
I don't see that many people doing that one that far out.
No.
It's hard to do without the perfect push-up.
It's hard to do, period.
We're just concerned for – I guarantee you, you're going to come in one day and your shoulder's going to hurt.
No, I'm good.
The risk-reward here is not worth it for you. Maybe it's a great workout for your chest, but it's not worth it for you. You're going to get hurt.
Now, the product does seem to be well-made, however, Fred, and I was impressed with the display. You know,
I actually think the biggest thing is the depth. You can go a little bit lower. I like that. Get a little extra stretch down in there.
Sure.
Just like two chairs.
Right.
Well, Tom may be right. I could probably get two chairs and do the same thing.
Yeah, but you can.
But like I said,
I've had two chairs in my house for 10 years. I haven't done it yet.
For $40... It's worth it.
I think it is.
If you had paid $150 for them, I'd have slapped you. But $40, fine.
Can't go wrong, as Tom said. $40.
It was worth it.
Yeah.
You know. All right. So we did the perfect push-up demonstration this morning. Everyone was satisfied. I think I've got a few more customers for the. I should get a commission.
You should.
You don't already.
Biggest story of the day, though, is we found somebody who sits on the toilet longer than I do.
I don't even want to talk about that.
See the story of
that
woman?
Kansas, so disturbing.
Been on the toilet for 2 years. The seat grew into her butt.
What? Wait. What?
2 years. She's been on the toilet.
And this is a real story.
So she sleeps there.
Everything.
Unbelievable. She eats there.
She was there so long.
Her boyfriend brought her food and water every day.
Why?
How does she have a boyfriend?
Can you get out? You know, you're going to come out today? And she would say, no, I don't think so. Maybe tomorrow.
I was going to say.
This woman who hasn't left a toilet in 2 years has a significant other and you go home.
Are you kidding me?
It's hard to believe. Is it the skin grew over the toilet seat?
Did you hear about that?
Oh, I don't even want to hear
this. The 800-pound guy in Mexico? Who has a girlfriend? He had to go out on a date. A
tough date.
The guy
was
1,000 pounds, right? And he's lost like 200 pounds, so he's down to like 800 something. But he still is confined to his bed, and he has to have family members come and feed him and something. Somehow, this guy found a girlfriend and had to go on a date. They had to get a forklift to get him onto a flatbed truck, and his bed is one of those things that has like the posts that go up. So they're driving down the highway to go to this picnic. And then the bed hits an overpass.
So how long are we going here?
And he has to it stops traffic, and he can't go on the date, and he ends up having to go back home. But
I think those people should
boring.
Be killed. What? I think if you're 800 pounds, I think we should just kill you. I don't think you have any use.
A lot of people you
want to
kill, Tom.
No, but they're just like
that's true. But I kind of agree with him on this one.
If you want to leave, we got to get a fork.
Right. They're causing a lot of problems.
Yeah. I don't think you should kill them, but I don't think we should have EMS people in cranes helping them get out of their house.
Gary reminds me, John in LA is on the phone. John, how you doing?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good,
hey, John.
I was listening to the show the other day, and I realized that sometimes you guys have trouble communicating because I think that how you guys define and how Eric defines the phrase down on your knees girl push-ups might be different.
You're a bastard, John.
I'm kidding.
I hate you.
So I think Paul addressed this in the mailbag thing the other day, but I just wanted to get all of your takes on
God
it.
God bless you.
The idea of Jason Taylor being traded to the Patriots is laughable. It will never happen.
Never.
It will never happen.
I just can't see Parcells saying, yeah, that sounds like a good
idea. The
day
Bill Parcells has a heart attack.
Here's a pass rush.
You're the team that I'm trying to get to.
Right.
I think the best way to do it is give you my best defensive
player. I'll tell you right now, if Bill Parcells is in Miami last year, Wes Welker isn't here now.
Right.
Right, exactly.
I pretty much guarantee you that.
That's why the Taylor thing's even less likely, because it blew up in their face and they heard about it from pundits all year about how could they trade Wes Welker inside the division.
He's one of my homeboys.
Yeah, they wouldn't trade him to us. Maybe they would trade him for like a number one pick, but we wouldn't do that, and I still don't know if they would do that.
Oh, I don't think they'd do it.
I think in order for Miami to do it, they'd really, really have to be stealing him.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking like two number ones and maybe some player on top of that.
Where Bill could at least
something
say,
really silly and say,
okay,
hey, listen,
they kill me for a year, but in the long run, I win this
year. We weren't going to be able to compete with them this year anyway, but in the long run, this is going to be a big part of our rebuilding process.
It's not going to happen.
Right. Other than that,
I just think that,
I can't see it.
I don't know. It seems silly to me. I think it's a win for the Patriots if he gets traded out of the division.
Yeah. Hell yeah, it's a win for Matt Light.
Get him out.
Sure, he's killed the Patriots.
Now, Parcells has said they're not trading him, though. Is that still sticking?
Yes.
Is he still saying
that? Well, that's what he's saying. I don't know. Yeah. You know, we'll see. We all know that Parcells and the truth are not necessarily
Taylor has said he wants out.
He has said he wants out.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he can't really force the hand. I mean, I don't think he's one of those guys that's going to kick and scream and hold out of camp, and he's just going to say, I want out, but if you're not going to trade me, I'll play.
Interesting. All right, John, what else you got?
Just wondering if what do you put the odds on for the Patriots actually making a trade for, not necessarily, it doesn't have to be D'Angelo Hall or Lito Shepherd, but some sort of more solid. I mean, I know it's Jason Webster and Lewis Sanders.
4-1.
They have to be better than that, obviously. What are the odds that we actually do make a trade?
I think 25%.
Sure, I'll go 25%.
I think there's a good chance that you see a trade of some sort. I mean, I'm talking a player trade, not a draft day trade, not just with picks. You know, I would agree. I think that that's what they do. The Patriots find different ways to acquire personnel, and I think they'll do it again.
I think more and more they're starting, and not just the Patriots, teams are starting to use draft picks as currency in these trades.
You think that'll be a draft day or pre-draft?
It could be pre-draft.
Either
one.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. But I'm talking about acquiring a player, an established NFL player.
A starter.
I've already sent out the emails to all the top brass in the Patriots. I will give this year's first pick, round pick, and next year's first round pick for Julius Peppers.
Wait a minute. This year's first rounder and next year's first rounder for Peppers?
Yeah.
Didn't Peppers have like 2 sacks this year?
It'd be really funny to see. It'd be really fun to watch Bill utilize a guy like that.
I mean, I was going to say
the hybrid, outside linebacker.
He might have had
2 sacks
last year. He wouldn't if he was here. Yeah. I can tell you that because Bill would unleash him.
Yeah, I think the Patriots would be happy to do that, and I think the Panthers might listen.
2 first-round picks. I think they definitely.
Yeah. That'd be a good trade for them too.
Yeah.
One last question, you guys.
Yes.
So I'm throwing that out there. Get the rumors going.
When we didn't sign Asante Samuel, I realized that Belichick puts a value on people and really tries to stick to that, and I think that's great. But I don't necessarily think that every single decision happens in a vacuum. So I was wondering, when we didn't sign, when we decided not to give the money to Asante Samuel, is that at all with an eye toward, well, we really do want to spend that money, say, on Vince Wilfork, and that's going to be expensive. So what do you think of that?
I don't think so. I just think, we talked about this before. This regime does not put that high, and that's a high value on defensive secondary.
I would tend to agree with you, Fred.
You know?
Based on what I've seen, I don't think that they would have paid that amount of money for any cornerback.
Yeah.
I don't think your theory and my theory are mutually exclusive, though. I mean, I think
right.
I think they might be saying, we don't put that kind of value in cornerback, and we do on
right.
Wilson,
well, they think about
expensive.
Yeah, it's just like the whole, when you draft, is it need versus best player? You're always thinking about the big picture to every decision you make. Right.
And
it's not like you just sit down and make a decision and you don't foresee any of the other
right, because
side
if the market for a top flight cornerback is what Samuel got, then why not give it to him? Unless, like we said, you just don't put that value. Right. You don't agree with the market.
Your value system doesn't have to be the same as the other 31 teams.
Right, and because it's not like there's somebody else that they're going to get that's that much better, even if they pay a little bit more. It's unless
there's
Champ Bailey's not available. And other than that, I don't think there's anyone that's really that much better than Samuel.
I don't think there's anyone you can even say is better because of your system, that he did it in your system. Champ Bailey is universally considered the best corner in the game. So, yes, if you got Champ Bailey, you could say, okay, we upgraded. But other than that, I think at best it's a lateral move.
And then when you take into consideration where he came from.
Yeah. So, I think it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, John.
John in L.A., back to
work.
No, he was never out of work, he said.
Yeah, because he was a waiter in his part-time.
Oh. All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. That's webradio@patriots.com. We're eagerly awaiting Nick Martel's lunch.
Yeah, I hope it's in time for the 12:42 break.
Soon we'll be calling it the first dinner provided by an emailer.
Well, he's on Hawaii time. You got to cut him.
So's Gary.
Speaking of Hawaii,
hey, it's the off season for Gary.
Our friend Matt Walsh is still out in Hawaii, and he hasn't said what he has yet.
Evidently, he hasn't run into Nick out there either.
Yeah, my thinking is that he's all full of it, and he got nothing.
Could be, or he could have something.
That's not what my sources are telling me.
One of your many sources, right?
You know,
one of my many leak sources.
Yeah, leak sources. How come none of those leak sources ever help you with the paper breaking any news or anything?
Oh, we can break news now?
As long as it's about another team, yeah.
I was going to say.
Patriots Football Weekly is reporting that the Cowboys have offered.
My leak sources usually figure that I'm interested in news about the Patriots, not about the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
I would stop short of saying he's got nothing, but I don't think he has the tape of the walkthrough that everybody's talking about.
Right. He's probably got tapes of people filming defensive signals, which
he probably knows some things, too.
I was gonna say,
and
what he says will carry weight with some people. It will resonate with Greg Easterbrook and, you know, maybe Goodell. Doesn't mean Bill Belichick's going to get suspended
not be big enough to get him in any more trouble with the NFL.
You don't think Bill Polian's going to listen a little bit?
Because
to what
it
Matt
won't
Walsh
be provable.
Says?
You know, I mean, if he says that A, B, and C happened, I don't think that's going to be enough to get Bill in trouble. He'd have to have some sort of documented evidence, and I don't think he has that.
Well, Goodell has sent around a memo. They're really cracking down on cheating in the NFL. So, Andy, that means you can't steal Tom's stories anymore.
Okay. Right.
Because you're going to get caught.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or my headlines.
Boy, I'll tell you, you know what? This is going to blow the lid off of Sports Exchange. I don't know what you guys are going to do.
Oh, by the way, Andy, I'm done after the draft. That's my official stance. I'm going to email.
He's been done with Sports Exchange.
I'm all done. I'm all done. Fred's generous bonus allowed me to.
Since you guys, people don't know, you guys freelance for Sports Exchange a little bit.
Yeah,
it's getting to be kind of a pain.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm all done.
It's a lot of work for not a lot of money and no notoriety. Would that pretty much sum it up?
Yeah.
Well, that part I like. Only bad things can happen if people start.
So I'm going to tell them I'll do
it
through
like
the
Felger
draft.
Show.
Well, the money is actually not bad on Felger's show.
Yeah, for the crap that we do.
Okay.
Although that money's gone now, too, since they're going out of business.
Well, and, you know, in case anyone's in the Rhode Island area, they might be interested to know that Brian Maury.
We're in the Rhode Island area.
Escaped by the skin of his teeth. The station that he left the Patriots to be a host at is now defunct. They fired everybody. And
can you imagine if you're a fan of that station? First, you get the good news that Brian Maury's leaving, and then you get the bad news that the station's going under.
Zolak.
That's a roller coaster ride right there.
Yeah, they're playing, what, oldies now or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't even think there's DJs. It's one of those syndicated, prepackaged.
That was the format they had before they went to sports.
So, the question is, and I'd like to hear from some of our listeners that are in the Boston area, is there room in this area for two viable sports stations?
I think
so. Or, you know, so I'd like to hear. I don't know.
But
I
think, have to put money into it.
I think there is, but
just
no
do
one
half ass.
Yeah, that's it. I think everybody that's tried has tried to do it with a small, short budget and cutting in corners and trying to compete. I thought when the zone, 15-10, the zone originally came in and they put some effort and money into it, they hired Sean McDonough. They gave him a reasonable contract. They got Eddie Andelman over there.
We even had a show on it.
I think that at least was an alternative.
That goes on the other end chicken of salad. Little, chicken.
I mean, for what Felger has right now is no signal and no other local programming around him. He has to carry it all by himself. Now we joke with Felger all the time, but I think Mike does a pretty good job overall. I don't always agree with his opinions, but that's.
I don't like his guests.
I hate his football guests.
Oh, his football guests are great. It's this time of year that the guests stink.
But you can't do it that way. Tom's right. You have to go out and spend some money. And then if you do that and you have a normal signal that can compete with the EEI signal, then maybe you're offering a true alternative. But I don't think anybody so far has offered a real legitimate option.
Not only do you have to spend money, you have to go in knowing you're going to lose money for
a while.
A year, 2 years, until you get established, until your pendulum swings the other way. But nobody's committed to it like you need to, I think, to succeed.
Yeah, and if you come in half-assed, EEI is just going to roll you.
They're just too big right
now. They're going to kill you.
Interesting email that just came in from Larry the Drunk in Ireland. He says, the show's starting an hour earlier than usual over here. Well, we have this thing called daylight savings in the United States.
And, or your clock's broken, you're drunk.
And on Saturday night, we pushed our clocks ahead an hour. So that's why you're getting that.
Now, I'm hearing rumors that daylight's they're done.
People are not happy. Studies are proving that it doesn't save energy.
So Felger has been right this whole time. I can't buy that
for a second. Wait, Felger's big thing is time zones.
Oh,
Felger wants to eliminate
both.
He wants to eliminate time zones.
He hates daylight savings and time
I know he hates daylight savings. So I was on
zones.
There once.
He thinks everybody
I don't think
should
question
be
about
in
it.
The same time zone.
You can't get rid of time
zones.
But
I
hear
they might cut it in the middle. You know, it's make it an hour and a half difference, and everybody's on that time.
Yeah, you see, you can't do that because the sun's the Earth is round and it rotates, and the sun doesn't hit the same areas of the world.
But you remember when we were in Arizona, there was only a 2 hour difference.
Yes.
Instead of a three?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
they don't change their clocks.
They recognize one and they don't recognize, they don't recognize daylight savings.
Right.
Actually,
I believe
so.
Indiana's the other one, right?
Yep. Indiana does it.
Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. When we go to the Colts
like
games, there are
down
times.
The middle.
Yeah. When we go to the Colts game, there are times that we're on the same time as Eastern time and others that we have an hour difference.
It can be confusing.
Especially when you're drunk and in Ireland.
Yeah. So that's why.
Hey, Larry, did you
overseas,
happen to watch American Idol the other night?
That's what I was pointing at.
Is that a worldwide broadcast?
I don't know.
Because there's
I thought they had their own version.
There's
they
an Irish girl on the show, and she was talking about how they just, now that there's 12 of them, they move into apartments, and they had to order food. And she was asked what she ordered, what her staples were. She started with milk, eggs, and what was next on the list? Surprisingly, not alcohol.
Beer.
No, potatoes.
Ah. And she laughed, knowing
she
that
did.
It was the stereotype.
See, there's a reason for the stereotype.
Secret!
They're drunk, they like potatoes, and they have small wee-wees.
All right, and that was paid for by Geraldine Ferraro. All right. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with your emails.
When you got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sack Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sack Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go Pats! Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autograph mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
He's got a small penis and he's drunk a lot. That's why he's so angry.
All right. March 17th is coming up. You guys celebrate St. Patrick's Day at all?
Yeah, no. Love it.
No? Sure. You do. Eric, you do?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a little Irish blood in you?
No, none.
I think it's so stupid.
Yeah?
I mean, when I was younger, drink. I used to have St. Patrick's Day every day. I used to get drunk all the time. So now we have a special day where I have to go to a bar. It's crowded. They're playing awful music, and they make the beer green.
Maybe stupid. I just drink to get drunk.
I used to like watching Senator Bulger's breakfast at the Union Hall in South Boston. That was fun.
First of all, let's say it like it is. St. Patrick was Italian. Am I correct, Eric, on that?
I did not know that.
He is.
He's
Italian. They kicked him out of Italy, and he went to the only place that would accept him, which is Ireland, because they'll take anybody.
Oh, he was a slave for a while, wasn't he? And he escaped? I think
they kicked him out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Didn't he lead the rats? He had the...
That's the Pied
snakes,
Piper.
Snakes.
Oh, that
snakes.
Was the snakes.
He led the snakes out.
That's he let
there
the
are no
snakes out,
there
right.
No indigenous reptiles except for like the...
Where?
Or something.
In Ireland?
Why are you going to say indigenous reptiles?
Because that's what he does.
Jesus.
What's that mean?
You.
Snakes and frogs?
You'll go really well on the John Rook show.
Native to that land.
So there's no snakes in Ireland?
No, not only in the zoo and...
That's my kind of place.
I figured it out. Eric is Alex Trebek. He's the guy, you know how Alex Trebek.
He thinks he's smarter than he is.
That was actually King Mary, Queen Mary the Fourth.
Like he would have known that if he didn't have the card in front of him.
I was going to say, he doesn't have any sorrow. It's like scoffing, like, it's Mesopotamia, you idiot.
All right, emails. George writes in. He's from Goffstown, New Hampshire. He says, the other day Tom was talking about Quentin Groves. I know his numbers were down last year. However, he had three bad toes on his plant foot. He said they were much better. I would say he proved that by his 40 time and the rest of his combine workout.
I prove. I'm paying him to play football.
So do you think? What do you think of Groves?
I like him.
You like him?
I mean, I know he had some injuries last year and everything, and I think the sack numbers, that's one of those things where we don't really have a chance to see in, like, the kind of film that would tell you why his sack numbers went down. But as far as overall, when I've seen him play, I like him.
Okay. And he also says that Golston, Groves, Harvey, Averill, any of them could make the conversion, and a few of them actually started at linebacker.
I don't think Harvey can.
I don't think Harvey can. He's a D end. I don't know about Groves. I think Golston can. Who was the other one? And I don't think any of them can. I don't think it's you just flip a coin and they can all do it. I think some can and some can't.
So how has the film study been coming?
Oh, Averill. He's the guy out of Purdue?
Right, Tom?
Yeah,
he can. He started at linebacker and went to
Purdue
end.
Has those kinds
and they
of
have the track record there. Rosie Colvin, Anthony Spencer, the guy out in San Diego. They've six or eight of them have done it in the last 10 years.
Yeah. It's going well.
Film study been going well.
We're getting into it.
Are you getting ample footage on each guy?
Yeah, we're all right.
Yeah,
it's okay. Some is better than others. Some guys. My thing today is I fell in love again for the third time with Rashard Mendenhall. Watched a couple games with him this
year. When did you fall out of love with him?
Is it the running back?
Sometimes I question my own. Did I see two great games? Am I putting too much emphasis? But now, he is, in my opinion, he's going to have the best pro career of anyone in the draft. And I think he and McFadden are the only two elite franchise-type backs in the draft.
Yeah, and, you know, I like him, too. And a league source I talked to today also thinks that that Mendenhall's the better back. So.
You were busy on the phone lines. You were burning up the phone lines.
I was
today.
On the phones for about an hour and a half today.
That is accurate.
Oh, this was all one source? I thought you were networking all your sources.
I was burning the phone lines.
He was networking all his sources.
That's good.
But with Mendenhall, I have read some things that while he's not getting the hype of a McFadden, I've seen like unnamed scouts, unnamed personnel men raving about him. And there's actually a belief out there that somebody's going to trade up and take him. Because most people think right now it's the Bears at 15 or 14 and the Cardinals at like 16 would be candidates for him. Mm-hmm. Some people think someone in the 20s is going to trade ahead of those teams. So he could be like
right at the 10. Didn't that happen with the Edge? The year the Edge went out, who else was in the draft that year?
Ricky Williams.
Yeah, and everyone did the Edge go first?
No. He went before Williams.
No, but that's when Ditka traded his whole draft to move up to number one.
Oh, okay.
To draft him. I think Edge went fifth.
Right. And that,
but
that
there
was
a lot of talk that Edge was going to be the first running back.
It's kind of like that same thing where McFadden's the favorite the whole way. But I think you're right, Andy. As we get closer to the draft, I think the guys who like Mendenhall are going to make a strong push for him.
Mendenhall.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't.
It's a Seinfeld
figures.
Let's see.
Did you fall for that hoax last week?
There
were reports
hear about it.
Seinfeld was coming out with a new show, and I think the New York Post or one of them had unnamed sources that he was at NBC pitching the show, and the way they described it was Seinfeld. Took place in New York. It was Jerry Seinfeld as the lead character. It was loosely based on, comparable to Seinfeld and the Larry David show, whatever that is.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Isn't that what Seinfeld was?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
And then like,
was
2 days later, NBC said, no, not true.
Oh, so it was just a bad report.
I guess. You know, the New York papers, they'll run with anything.
Yeah. Right, no, but I was just, because, you know, a hoax.
But, run with it.
But, like, when you said hoax, and I was just, maybe you just was just saying,
they
I was
never
thinking
me
it was like an intentional thing. Like, someone, the fan yesterday, down in spring training, reported that the Red Sox had made a trade with the Mets with Coco Crisp and some outfielder from the Mets. And then the Red Sox just vehemently denied it. You know, so I don't know, you know, I don't know necessarily if it was just a bad report or if someone was intentionally trying to, you know, get guys like Tom all excited about another show coming back.
Now,
well, you really went bald there, didn't you?
Speaking of funny people and baseball, Fred, do you have an opinion on the whole Billy Crystal New York Yankees?
It's ridiculous.
There you go.
You think it's ridiculous?
Absolutely.
Chris has finally found an ally.
I am so sick of Billy Crystal.
Our webmaster, Chris Ferreira.
You think it's bad for baseball?
Hold on. He's outraged.
Oh, it's nothing for baseball.
Sorry, Chris. Never mind.
False alarm.
Never mind, Chris. You still have no allies.
I'm with you. I'm sick of seeing Billy Crystal.
Ted Williams' son get up. You know, who cares about that?
I'm with you.
I'm just sick of Billy Crystal.
I had a bigger problem with that.
He's so self-absorbed. This guy.
And people think he has way more talent than he does for some reason.
He is very talented. He's very funny, but it's all about him. He is so self-absorbed.
Yeah, I don't think he's all that funny.
But you don't have a problem with him going to spring training.
I don't care.
Getting in the game.
You just don't like Chris.
I'm just sick of Billy Crystal. Yeah.
If this was another guy, you'd have no problem at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care.
Our webmaster is irate. He's up in arms about this whole thing.
He thinks it's the downfall of baseball.
He thinks it's a mockery of the game.
It's a preseason game. Who cares?
He's been ranting about some poor minor leaguer who the three at-bats get taken away and it's going to ruin his career.
I hope somebody beans him.
Well, he's discussing that up there as well.
Yeah.
Now that would be funny. That'd be one of the greatest things in the history of sports if someone hit him.
Right. He comes up doing his Sammy Davis Jr. imitation.
If Clemens were on the mound, I think you'd have a chance of that.
Yeah.
I like baseball very, very much.
Oh, God. Web radio at patriots.com. All right. Frank from Winnipeg, Manitoba. He says, what about this? Between battles, generals retool their military to fight the last war. For example, coming off the 2006 conference loss to Indy, Belichick went out and got some real receivers and said goodbye to Rashay Caldwell types. Okay, the Pats rearmed and went into battle last year with their new army and won big. But like many a general before him, Belichick discovered when the weather changed, the rules of warfare changed.
Much
namely,
like
you must neutralize a fierce rush with a pass that doesn't take 4-plus seconds to get off, or you must be able to run the damn ball in the cold. Is that the lesson of last year? Or is it that Stephen Neal got hurt and the line collapsed? Simple as that. We were dead in the water, but with great heart, we never gave up and took it down to the last minute. My point is that the last war is never the same as the next war, but I feel that the Pats need a dependable O-line that can rush the ball in any season and protect Brady for a sufficient time. Therefore, let's get O-line parts so that whoever the bullies are we are playing against, Brady is not hospitalized and we can jam the ball down their throats in the fourth quarter. The case for the offense rests. Regards and respect for all your work, even Shy Erics.
Well, I wouldn't put this to one game here because you look at Jacksonville. Now, their defensive game plan didn't work. But you're a Dennis Northcutt drop away from that game possibly being a different game. And then San Diego was in it the whole way, and I think if they had a healthy quarterback, they'd have gone to the Super Bowl. So
or
I think
running back who wanted to play.
Yeah, I think the Patriots in general didn't play well in the playoffs. I know the Giants finally caught them, but Fred, you don't think they played well during the playoffs, do you?
The Patriots?
Yeah.
No. I mean, you know, and you don't know whether it's they were tired or what, but they didn't play as well as they had. No.
I agree with all of that, but I would say that whereas I agree with the 06 analogy of, you know, the battle and all that stuff, they didn't go in with the right personnel. I don't think that was the case in 07. I think there was some flaws that were kind of exposed as the season went on, but I think the way they went about building their team was flawless. I think they built the best team in football. I think they played like the best team in football all year. They ultimately
right.
fell short of their goal. But I agree with Tom. I think that they didn't play that well in the playoffs. I think down the stretch they were a little bit more vulnerable for whatever reason. But I don't think it was because they were, you know, put together
right.
in a poor
no,
way.
I don't either. And I think they showed, you know, early, you know, the offense was just so dominant. They didn't really have to show anything else. But I think they showed when they were struggling, they could still find ways to win. They still had mm-hmm. that type of team.
Mm-hmm.
And even in that Giants game, when they had no answer for the rush, I mean, my God, you make one play on that last drive, and you would have won the Super
right.
Bowl.
Instead, we're talking about, like, overhauling the offense.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Getting bigger linemen, pound the ball down their throat.
My point, I think you could make an argument in 06 that they went into a season hoping to get by without receivers. And
they had guys who shouldn't have been in the NFL.
Ultimately, they almost did, but that doesn't mean it was the right decision. In 07, they signed one of the best defensive free agents that was available. They made acquisitions for the best offensive player that was available. They had a historic offense. The defense was certainly good enough to win. I don't think it was great, and I stick by that, but it was good enough to win. I don't think that they passed up opportunities to make the defense better during the course of the season or during the course of the offseason. They were the best team in football. They just didn't win the Super Bowl.
Right.
And fans, it's not sitting well with them still.
No, it's hard to
so
get over.
So far, we want to go to a run-based power offense, the exact opposite, and we want to go to the Tampa 2 defense, the exact opposite of what this
team does.
No,
I mean, let's face it. It's hard to swallow. You went from being arguably the greatest team in the history of football to now the worst 18-1 team in the history of football.
Right.
And that's a
huge
Grand Canyon-sized difference.
Yep.
You know?
It is.
No matter what anyone wants to say,
I think it has
it's
been,
hard as fans to get over
it. And
that.
It's I think the whole organization has felt it from Tom Brady right down to my Rays.
But I think it is it's been interesting to listen to the stuff like Andy's just talking about, some of our emails and just the reaction in general of the lot. People are having a very, very difficult time with this
right.
game.
Now, on the other hand, I heard a guy on the sport radio the other day.
The sport radio.
Drop the S.
Calls in and says the Patriots are done. With that loss, the team's going to fold. They have nothing left. I couldn't disagree more with that.
No, the difference
you
here,
know?
Fred,
North
is
Vegas.
You may win the Super Bowl this year, but you'll never have the history that
yeah.
this was a
right.
chance
this
for
was
history.
A chance and
you
they
might
blew
go
it.
13-3 this year and win the Super Bowl, and that's going to be great. But you'll never have that chance again.
Right.
Anyone out there who thinks they're going 19-0 again or
right.
is kidding themselves?
I mean, it's absolutely. Let's see. Mark says, I almost sent an angry email to you guys saying why the Wes Welker versus Chad Johnson debate may go to Welker types due to team chemistry. I went for the Welker-Falk-Redmond types that won Super Bowls, while the Johnson-Shockey-Tiki types ruin teams, though they have great talent. In my angry mail, I mentioned how with players, it does not matter where the talent, what their talent is, they can be cancers to the team.
You mean now, like Randy Moss?
Right.
Right.
Because Chad Johnson has really never done anything to hurt his team.
Right.
Unlike Randy Moss.
And well, when, he took a swing at a coach, but that was maybe justified. I don't know.
And when
he's already laying the foundation in case he's a Patriot.
But I'm just saying,
that was justified.
Chad Johnson overall has never really been a cancer to anybody.
Absolutely.
And when
not.
The Patriots had a chance to decide, you know, and I don't, this wasn't a one for one, but when they had a chance to have J.R. Redmond as their running back or Corey Dillon as their running back,
right.
Which direction did they go?
Right.
Yeah, Chad Johnson is like Moss in that it's immaturity. He's
right.
had issues with maturity.
And he's a showboat.
He gets frustrated. Yeah. He wants to be the guy. If they're not win, you know, there's a lot of similarities.
But you never heard of him.
I think it's very similar
missing
to
Randy. Practice or,
you
know.
You can never call him. I mean, unlike Moss, you can never say
right.
that Chad Johnson isn't playing hard all the
right.
time. The
right.
He throws
right.
his body around the field.
That's right. He gets nailed. Now, listening on – this is still Mark. Now, listening on Wednesday night show to Tuesday – on Wednesday night to Tuesday show, you argued my point perfectly. A piece – insert expletive like Pac-Man is enough to take this lifelong fan off this wagon. I have always defended Belichick and thought he was just a victim of loser jealous types who just like to bring winners down. I always thought Kraft, though he professes love for that no talent jerkwad, all I can do is whack off to some.
What are you reading?
What
are you reading?
Was a class owner and well-meaning person. No one thing more could prove the Patriots as classless frauds than signing Pac-Man. Whichever team,
he was good. He was working on those Tuesday too.
Whichever team
wasn't working on getting us lunch, we got the Pac-Man soundbite.
Our lunch went.
Whichever team that signs this crap will forever have the distinction as being that team that tarnished this sport higher than any Spygate ever could.
Can I just say this, that I don't think that he was listening to us Tuesday very well, because if he thinks the reason we don't want Pac-Man is because he's going to disrupt team chemistry, then he wasn't paying attention.
Right.
Yeah, it's the fear of him getting in more trouble and then being suspended long-term, and now he's costing your team a guy that you're relying on. We don't think you can rely on him. It has nothing to do with team chemistry whatsoever. I'm speaking for myself.
But
I think I'm speaking
There's
for
probably guys. 3 to 5 players in the history of the NFL I wouldn't want, because I always want – I think guys like Moss you can take and he'll be fine and things like – even T.O. I wanted. But, you know, Lawrence Phillips was a guy I didn't want to touch because I just felt he's never going to get it and he's always going to be in trouble. And I think that's going to be Pac-Man. I think he's going to wind up in jail someday, whether it's this year or 5 years from now. Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be, but he will be in prison.
And it's not like he has Deion Sanders' talent.
No.
Well, that's the other thing we talked about.
We talked about that Tuesday. Andy brought it up.
The guy gets better at cornerback the longer it's been since he played.
He's a great return man, and he's a young cornerback.
He was a young corner.
You know, who's good. He's talented.
Now hasn't played in a year plus.
And that's the other thing, Andy, we were talking about. That's the big deal. He took a year off.
Right.
You know, ask Mike Williams what happens when you take a year off.
A key year of development time, too, for a young player.
And we know for a fact he hasn't been out, you know, running sprints and catching balls.
He wasn't doing hill running.
He's been making it rain.
Yeah.
But those are the reasons why we don't want Pac-Man Jones. Not because we think he's going to come in and suddenly guys like Rodney Harrison and Teddy Bruschi and Tom Brady are going to, you know, say, wow, you know, we're no longer a team. We're not unified.
And, Paul, you made a good point about, I think, work ethic. You look at a guy like T.O. who definitely has some negatives to him, but he works.
No one
like
ever says that T.O. doesn't play.
Guy the question is who he's working for.
A guy like the boxer, Mayweather, who's that type of guy, goes to strip clubs, but his work ethic is unparalleled, and that's why he's the best. You look at a guy like Pac-Man Jones, you don't see that. So that's the other negative.
What God gave him. Fred, you've saved my butt a number of times, so I'm just like to pass a little advice along. When reading emails, I think it's a good idea if the name Kraft appears
and Jackoff.
Jackoff is near it, to at least read it beforehand. I don't even know what that guy was writing, but it didn't sound like a road we want to go down.
No, you just, you know. I kind of agree with him as far as the team that sells that signs Pac-Man. I pray that it's not the Patriots.
You never know. No, we all do. It's just that I think that he thinks he's equating it to Chad Johnson. He doesn't want Chad Johnson because he thinks he'd be a bad guy to mix into the locker
room.
Not
even close.
And he's saying that's why he wouldn't want Pac-Man. And we made his argument for
totally
him.
Totally unfair.
I think Chad Johnson would fit in great here.
I do too.
Great. I think him and Moss would hit it off.
Absolutely.
I don't see any
problem with Chad Johnson. And one of the reasons why Chad Johnson would be so great here is because He respects Bill Belichick to the utmost. He'd want
and
to play
I think he
well
wants to win
and
for
football
his coach.
Is the end all in his life.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
why.
Yeah.
Because sometimes he doesn't take the right route to get from where he is to where he wants to be, and that's winning football. But
he
in
wants
the end,
to win.
That's the most important thing in his life, and yeah. that's why he'd fit in
and
perfectly.
And he'd
here.
Play as hard as he could for Belichick.
And I mean, you saw those stories about him like sleeping in the meeting rooms because he wanted to be there early the next morning to watch film. You know, that's the kind of stuff that this organization eats up. They'll, you know, have Tom Brady and Mike Vrabel guide you through, well, some of these other things, don't say this,
yeah,
don't
if
do
you,
that.
If you want to go back and get your degree, they want nothing to do with
right.
it. But if you're going to sleep in the
that's
film
why
room,
I,
they can't
I,
wait
what,
to sign you.
I laughed. We had an SPFW this week that said that so-and-so would be a good prospect, but he saw that he had a 2.7 GPA and maybe the Patriots wouldn't be interested.
Right. As long as he tells them he had a 2.7 because he was thinking about football, they'll love him.
But my question
I
is,
don't even think they'd have to tell
Johnson
him anything.
Johnson has been like this. On a team where he was the number one receiver. If he were to come here, who's the number one receiver?
Right. 1A and 1B.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, but
well,
is
the only thing
are
that
both
would
of them
going to
be okay with
are
that?
Are you kidding yeah. me? Oh, my God. Can you
who's
imagine?
The number one receiver in Indianapolis?
Right
you
now?
Know, I'm just saying, over the last couple of years, sometimes teams can do it if both guys are happy with what they
the
get.
The only fear I would have win. If I had Chad Johnson and Randy Moss on the same team is for Tom Brady, because he'd be so excited every Saturday night. He wouldn't be able to sleep because he was so excited for that next game. He wouldn't get his sleep.
I have to be honest. I think Johnson could handle it. I don't know if Moss could.
That's my
I
question.
I think Johnson could come in here
see,
and
I think
say,
the only thing that would matter is the money, and they both
right
would
now,
be getting
TJ Houshmandzadeh gets more catches than Chad Johnson.
Yeah, but
right.
he's not the number one receiver.
No, he's not the number one, but he gets more catches.
Well,
got a lot more catches
than Welker
and
Moss.
But who's the number one?
The number one guy.
No, but I think Chad Johnson would have no problem with it.
But what about Moss?
That's another story.
I don't think he'd have a problem with
that. I think
as long
as
just like right now, he's not getting more catches than
Welker. You know that story about Green Bay, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not a story. It's what he said about Green Bay.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think he'd have it because I think Bill would say – I don't think there'd be any problem in the world.
And the other thing, Andy, you brought it up when you were talking about Chad Johnson, you know, it'd be winning. Right. I think his frustration lies in the fact that they're perpetually 8-8.
And it's right. not just that.
And
it's
that he looks
sees
to the scouting department and says
– that it's gonna that no doesn't one. Help them to win. You know, it's like there's no hope.
And the other thing with him, too, and I just got this feeling from being in the locker room two times after they've lost, I don't think him and Houshmandzadeh like Marvin Lewis at all.
Could be.
Because I've just kind of caught, like, conversations that they have after the loss and, like, just the way that they talk. I just get the feeling that he doesn't like Marvin Lewis. And when they let him come back for another year, I think that's why he wants to get out, is that he doesn't think that Marvin Lewis can take this team and lead it to the next level.
All right, Mish in Montreal. Tom, you are a sleazeball. I can only wish better for little Colt Casale. Andy, hearing you mimic your premature ejaculation and stereo sound on my inner earphones was the most nauseating moment of my life. Don't ever do that again.
Premature laughalation.
I don't even remember doing it.
Eric, we all know the phone number and email. You don't have to say them each twice every 3 minutes.
It's
and
like
Paul,
Howard Stern when he went to the WNBC.
And Paul, keep doing what you're doing, buddy, but you might want to do it on a treadmill. Now, Larry Fitzgerald's new contract includes a provision that the team must pay him $23 million if they franchise him when the deal expires. I see this as essentially the same thing as what I had spoken of 2 weeks ago, an agent working a no franchise tag clause into the contract. This has got to be the beginning of the end for the franchise tag, and I'm surprised how little is being said about it.
I haven't even heard it.
I never heard that either. Of course, when a new CBA is hopefully agreed upon in a couple of years, the tag will likely be fought hard by the union anyway. So I guess I'll just throw out a couple easy and debatable questions. Do you believe this is the end for the tag, and is the league and its fans better or worse off in a league where star players cannot be franchised and fly from team to team?
I do think it's the end of the tag. I think the tag, because the owners want to blow up this CBA. They're not happy with it, right? So they want something back from the players. To do that, they're going to have a few chips that they're giving the players, and the franchise tag will be one of them, right? The removal of the franchise tag?
I would think that would be probably a thing for the players, yes.
Right, it's a pro-player thing, so it's a chip the owners have in negotiation. So to me, it's all but done. But that doesn't I can't even believe they approved a contract like that. Doesn't sound legal.
Yeah, we'll have to check into that. Larry Fitzgerald.
$23 million basically buyout fee or whatever you'd want to
call it. If you franchise.
So you're going to have to pay him.
the franchise plus $23 million.
Right, $35 million for that year? Boy, it's like when Steve McNair was not likely to get that $50 million roster bonus that year.
Right. Not likely.
I'm not sure. We'll have to check into that.
That was a classic.
On the phone is Nick from Hawaii.
Man, I thought that call was for the food.
Nick has bought us lunch. Call, Nick, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Nick?
Thank you in advance, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, no problem. Too bad it hasn't got there yet.
Yeah, Gary screwed that up. It's not your
fault.
That's
not your fault.
Yeah, I just woke up and just leaving my
room. Are you still in bed?
Well, he is in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock right now.
Wow. You got an early class or something?
Yeah,
what are you doing up
today? What's going on?
No, I'm walking over to practice right now.
Are there any hot girls around you?
What kind of practice?
Well, I'm the manager for our football team.
Wow.
So spring ball.
We're talking about practice,
yeah,
right?
We got some early practices starting up, so kind of just there helping out with all the equipment and everything.
All right, so you're the manager of the football team. Give us your inside scouting reports on Brennan and the two receivers.
Brennan is really good.
That's the kind of insight
you only get right here.
Yeah,
you get a lot of that Maui Wowie out there, don't you?
Yeah,
and that's when they smoke it.
Pretty much a Warriors homer just as I am a Patriots homer. You know, I'll say they're good, but, you know, I admit they got flaws. All the receivers are kind of short, not
the Patriots are good.
Wow.
Yeah, but yeah, hopefully Brennan can do something if he gets in the right system in the NFL.
Well, there's a chance, I think, that the system will be here in New England. I wouldn't be shocked to see him end up here.
Yeah, some of the guys that we talked to, Nick, expressed some interest in Colt Brennan. This was months ago before he kind of had really he had a terrible Sugar Bowl.
But I think that helps his chances
of
coming here. His
draft stock it was going to be late
has
anyway.
Been hurt everywhere else. They're going to have him on speed dial
if
here.
If they like him, they don't give a crap if he had a bad Sugar Bowl.
Right.
They could care less.
I think there's a chance we can get him in the seventh round. We'll take him.
They would care about the Senior Bowl a little bit, though.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, though, if they still like him, they wouldn't care about one game changing that.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I'd be ecstatic if he came with the Patriots. Just two of my favorite teams kind of hooking up.
That'd be great.
I think he'll already be 25 by the time next season starts, and then take Brady another 4 or 5 more years, and Brandon will be almost 30 by the time he might be able to actually start.
Well, don't get me wrong. I don't think he's projected to be a starter here, but they're always looking for that young guy to develop just as a backup. And
if for nothing else, as a chip.
Right.
Too.
So,
I mean, Castle might be a chip right now.
I wouldn't hold the age against him. I mean, if they think he can play, they'll give him a chance.
Yeah, well, hopefully he just ends up somewhere, gets a chance, and I'll follow him throughout his career. It would be kind of cool to, like, actually know somebody in the NFL on a first-name basis.
That would be good, yeah. That, give him a call, text message him after games,
he'll know
stuff
my son.
Like that.
His first name will be Colt.
All
right. He's going to be a long snapper, though.
Nick, we appreciate the lunch.
Absolutely.
And the call.
Thank you very much.
That's Nick from Hawaii.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
All right, Nick is on his way to practice. So just rolling out of bed, early practice.
That's not always rolling.
Hey, Gary, I'd call him up. This is unacceptable.
It is over an hour. We're at like an hour 10 here since you ordered.
Kamani from Chicago is a little bit worried about Eric. He said Eric seemed a little down Tuesday.
How could you tell?
Well, we addressed this.
No,
we addressed this.
But I saw that.
We did on
the
show.
Don't remember? He said he's
dealing
with some stuff, and you said, "Hey, my grandmother died."
That's
yeah,
right.
Like you were all excited.
The best thing that's ever happened
to be able to contribute.
She had Alzheimer's for 10 years. It's probably the best thing that ever happened to her.
Yeah, it probably is.
So everything's okay.
Well,
probably talk about it later, Fred. If you want to talk to him,
something is not right.
No,
what has to do with your review? No, but I'm just saying, the man is leaving at like 2 a.m. to take walks. What's going on?
2 a.m. Huh?
I mean, 2 p.m. Whatever.
By the way, Fred, you missed one of the
concerned.
You missed one of the funniest moments in PFW history yesterday. When
talk about it later.
Eric wasn't at his desk in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
It was probably about 2:30, 3 o'clock, and Tom was very concerned. I mean, he was all a flutter, walking around. Where does Eric go? I gotta get to the bottom of this. So fast forward about a half hour. Eric comes back. He sits down. Tom's over at his desk, and all of a sudden, here comes Casale walking across really with a purpose. Andy, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. No but Tom, question. With a purpose.
I thought he was gonna
Andy Hart watermelon walk going with the arms out and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gets right over into Eric's area and he says, I want to know where you go every day. You know where I go every day. Where do you go every day?
Everyone watches
things I've ever seen.
It was very funny.
And of course, we still haven't found out where he goes every day.
Where do you go? You just go for a walk on the concourse?
You're telling your boss, don't worry about it?
No,
I think you can pull that off with us. You might want to take a different tone with Fred.
You can blow us off.
See, now,
we already had the reviews. It can't get any worse.
That's true. That is true. But this is why we don't get you. When we don't care about you, you get upset. When we care about you, you get upset. I mean, there's no winning with you.
It's hard to tell when you care, because when you come over looking like you want to knock me out, it doesn't look like you.
No,
in his defense, that's what you look
I
like.
I want to know where you
came
go.
Over, you came right in my face and said, where you been? We want to know where you've been.
Where you go every day?
All right. Misha from, I guess he or she goes to BU. She says, first and foremost, Tom, you're still the best. Keep up the great draft analysis. Paul and Fred, the old but still good guys. Andy, you're even growing on me lately, or is that just because Eric is so bad that he makes you look good? At any rate, I wanted to get your opinion on the defensive outside linebacker Derek Harvey. Mayock had him going to the Pats in his first mock draft, and Urban Meyer connection seems like it makes sense. What do you guys think?
I think he's a defensive end.
Yeah, I don't think the same thing we had for Jarvis Moss last year when they had him going here. It's not a fit.
Nope.
Because you know a college coach doesn't mean that that makes their players a fit in the system. I mean, those guys could be good friends and everything. It's kind of like the Jerry Jones thing. He came out and said, I know everyone thinks I'm going to take McFadden or Felix Jones, but we've never drafted a player from Arkansas since I've been here. So they kind of just – that's more the media, I think, kind of putting two and two together.
And it's easy. It's just easy to look for those connections.
Yeah.
When you're really, you're looking for a needle in a haystack. You don't have a lot to go by, so.
I'm going to – has anyone got the number I'll call?
He just called. We're okay.
Oh, okay.
Another one.
I'm told they only have one driver.
That's all we need is one.
Actually, if that driver's coming here,
that's
okay. We could
just get someone to walk it across the street for us. I don't think we need a driver.
We could send Dan over. What's he doing?
Gary, I think we need a new place to give out to people to have delivered.
Yeah, we're sour.
We've
got to
get
Papa
some places
Gino's.
That deliver is the problem.
We're down on Geno's.
Trent in Albany, New York, another one of Tom's fans. I'm the guy from Albany who that son of a bitch, Tom Casale, likes to talk smack about. Yeah, Albany is a crap hole, and we hate our lives here, blah, blah, blah. The rest of you guys seem okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I will invite you guys to lunch from Papa Gino's, but I will have a special sub sandwich delivered for my good friend Tom Casale. It's an Albany special. It's corned beef and cream sub. Well, the corned beef isn't exactly corned beef, and the cream isn't exactly cream, but you will love it.
But you still read it anyway, didn't you?
I will even put some diet mayonnaise on it and cut it in half for you so you don't complain like a little bitch. When it gets there, it may smell a little funny. Don't worry, just bite right into it, and you will understand very well how us poor Albany guys think about you. Wow.
I don't care what people from Albany think about me. I lived there for years. It's a hole in the earth. And if you live there and don't think so, you're a hick. I mean, nobody likes Albany, even the people that live there. Come on now.
This guy is Tom's version of Matt from Quincy.
Well, I just, it's not like I invented this thing that Albany sucks. Like, that's not mine. I didn't come up with that. I stole it from somebody. Trust me.
Shane in Miami. Let's say that the Patriots are on the clock at 7. They wanted Vernon Golston, but the Jets took him. Matt Ryan and Darren McFadden are off the board, so trading out of the pick is not an option. But Glenn Dorsey and Cedric Ellis are both still on the board. If Belichick has a higher grade on one of those defensive tackles than Keith Rivers or Leotis McKelvin, do you think he takes Dorsey or Ellis over a bigger position of need like cornerback or linebacker?
Well, I can guarantee you he has a higher grade for them than Leotis McKelvin. Yeah. That I can promise you.
Yeah, it would all depend on how much higher the grade was, and trading is never out of the question, by the way. Even if Matt Ryan and Darren McFadden are off the board, people still might want one of those other guys. So I think if you're talking about this significant gap between Bill's evaluations of Cedric Ellis and Glenn Dorsey, then he's going to take the guy he has a significant edge over. But I think if it's all things being equal, it's really close, I think he's going to go for the position. If he has to pick at 7, which I still don't think we'll be doing.
And just because two players are gone doesn't mean somebody wouldn't want to trade up to get Cedric Ellis or Glenn Dorsey.
Yeah, that's
right.
I just said
you're
Rashard Mendenhall.
Artie Knowles.
Well, if I'm there, I'm taking Rashard Mendenhall because I fell in love with him.
Just taking Kaysen.
Oh, we got breaking news.
The Urban Dictionary phrase of the day, courtesy of the argument Tom was just in. the Albany Steamer.
I think we just found out what that is.
Evidently,
Don't get it confused with the Cleveland Steamer. It's different.
My personal favorite.
Tom likes the Cleveland Steamer.
Hey, Andy and I also need some information from strippers. What's the scouting report on Ohio area gentlemen's clubs?
And where do these scouting reports come from?
And do they originate from somewhere in
general?
Who
does the ratings of state-by-state strip clubs?
We're told that Ohio has the worst in the country.
Interesting.
Wondering how you come up with that.
And just in light of full disclosure, our little bet with strippers that is now a lunch, but I originally wanted it to be Jenna Jameson at my birthday party. I brought up the bet with my wife, and she would not be okay with Jenna Jameson at my 35th birthday.
You need to get yourself a new wife.
I like my wife.
Tom's answer to everything.
Arnie knows. If my wife had a chance with Tom Brady, I got to step aside. You know, I got to step aside. You got to take that chance.
I don't think. Would DJ have a problem if it was Jessica Simpson?
Well, I'm allowed to have sex with her.
I like your boobs.
I don't think my wife would have a problem.
I think she has something against the porn stars.
Exactly.
Well, that just means she's good. And strippers, I have a question for you. The most miserable human being we know, Maura O'Brien upstairs, is doubting your legitimacy. So can you just tell us, like, how you got involved with Jenna Jameson? Like, you don't have to give us your whole life story, but how did you get this gig kind of deal? Because she doesn't think you exist. She thinks you're just some idiot who sits in.
No, strippers is for
he's
real.
He's legit. I mean,
we know for a fact that he's legit, but he's real.
But she's just she's a miserable person. Have you ever talked to her?
She's very cynical.
Yes.
He's given us websites, and he's given us phone numbers of people in total other parts of the country to talk. You just give my name. Come on.
Yeah.
The guy's legit.
When I'm next to you and I seem cheery, you're a miserable human being.
And Maura is miserable.
Arnie Knowles from Keene, New Hampshire says, don't read this on the air.
So you're going to do it anyway.
I put that first part in there for Fred in case he's hosting. I'm sure that Eric is smart enough not to read this. Sorry, Fred, as Belichick says, it is what it is. F you, Arnie. Anyway, I was just checking on Tom and seeing if he's still doing Weight Watchers and how he's doing. I've been on it for 11 weeks and have lost 39.8 pounds so far.
Not as well as you are.
I'm a little over halfway to my goal, and I wanted to send out some moral support. Considering your rigorous exercise routine, I'm sure you're losing a lot as well.
Well, actually, Artie,
I'm, so sure.
I'm looking great. Like, I am. I've only lost 3 pounds, like, number-wise. But my pants are fitting a lot better. I can actually see my stomach muscles again. So as far as the diet goes, it's been phenomenal, and I love it. Like, I don't even... Counting the points now is just normal. Plus, you don't eat like a freaking pig all the time. So I say thumbs up to Weight Watchers. I feel phenomenal.
Did you fill out all the online stuff?
No, my mother did it, so I just got the stuff from her.
You know Fred's on it, right? He signed up.
Well, now you're on Weight
Watchers? I signed up, but I haven't started yet.
Is this the third diet you've been on since the season ended?
No.
Yes.
That would be accurate.
The first two asked him not to eat a lot.
he finally found one where he could eat anything he wanted.
So, Fred, you can't do it.
Well, I've been on the website, and I just didn't have time to do all the...
All you got to do is count your points.
No, I know, but there's a way on the website where you can find out what the points are.
I can get you a book for $10.
Oh, you got the
book? My mother can buy you a book and send it to me for $10.
I don't know who they're playing.
That's
next
all
week
you have to do.
Then whatever you eat, the points are right there, and right. I can tell you what you just tell me your weight, and I can figure out your points for you.
I'll give this for $10. I'll give you $10.
All right. Take it off the elliptical.
Tom's buying my elliptical for $50.
You want to make $5 the hard way?
You got him down to 50?
I
was going to give him 100.
Because it includes him getting it out of the house, so I figured, you know.
So you think.
I'm not
Someone will get it out. It won't be me.
Connor.
I had a...
Connor, I'll give you 30.
I'll give Connor 20 to get it out of the house.
Takes two people. Those things move back.
Connor's got friends.
Keith from Central Florida, is Tequila Spikes old enough and slow enough to play with the Patriots?
That's a good email.
That's all I need to say.
I don't know. He might be a little too quick for the scheme.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, he doesn't have the 20 years it takes, so you can come in here and learn it. And
what kind of year did he have last year?
No idea.
I mean, I know obviously his skills are deteriorating. That's why Buffalo got rid of him in the first place.
I think he had a lot of tackles, but as we've seen here, that can be a misleading stat.
Sure. I'm just wondering if he would be, I mean, in all seriousness, if he would be a guy that would be, you know, legitimate to make any sense for the Patriots. I mean, I don't know if he even would fit in with a 3-4 or whatever.
From the two Cowboy games, Paul, that I saw him play, I didn't hear his name called once. Now, that's just from me watching on TV, so I don't know. But it wasn't like you heard Tequio Spikes in on this play. I didn't hear his
name. I will say,
once.
When he first went to Buffalo, it was rare to see a guy make that much of an impact on a defense. He was – that first game, that 31-0 game, was unbelievable. He made more plays in that game that just stood out to you. You know, I don't know if he could do those same things. Maybe he's done. Maybe, you know, he's not that old, but
he hasn't been the same since that injury, though.
Maybe he's got a lot of wear and tear.
You know how I like the safety from the Colts,
Sanders.
Bob Sanders.
Bob Sanders,
defensive player of the year.
There was a short period of time where Tequio Spikes was starting to become that type of player for me. Where I don't want to play this guy,
right?
But he fell off. Really
he's
quick.
Reportedly in San Francisco today, I believe.
That he would visit, yeah.
You know, because the Niners are back to the mid-90s when they don't have a salary cap. They just sign whoever they want.
That's blurry. That's a blurry line.
TG and NJ has a couple trivia questions. Question, what team did the Patriots beat to open the 06 season?
06. Jeez.
Isn't that when I came?
You were here in the middle of 05, if I'm not mistaken.
You were horrible.
Didn't you go to, like, Pittsburgh in 05?
Yeah.
The game that everybody got hurt?
Bills? Yeah.
Buffalo.
Who did
Correct, Buffalo.
Open? Yeah, that was the Tequio Spikes strip sack.
1917, speaking of Tequio Spikes. Question. Brady led the NFL with 28 TDs in 02. Prior to 02, he did?
He tied with Aaron Brooks, if I'm not mistaken.
Prior to 02, who was the last Patriot quarterback to lead the league in touchdown passes?
Zolak?
Prior to 02.
Bledsoe never did it.
Babe Parilli.
No. Zolak?
28 was Bledsoe's career high, I think.
I was one of the idiots in the stand Jim yelling
Plunkett.
For Flutie.
Tony Eason.
Grogan.
Answer is Grogan, according to TG. He tied the NFL record with 28 in 1979.
That was the NFL record?
No.
No, the
NFL season.
Quarter after one.
And
where
he
is
says,
it?
This has probably been discussed already, and I don't want to go off on a tangent, but do you think the Patriots will retire Troy Brown's number 80?
No.
The answer is
but he will be a first ballot Patriots Hall of Famer.
I don't know about first ballot.
Why not?
Hi, this is Troy Brown. Download the podcast now.
I don't
Bingo.
Know.
He's in a class by himself.
It depends on who he's going up
I would
against.
Disagree with that, but
why? Who else is retiring this year?
It doesn't have to be guys that are 4 years away from retiring. It's everybody.
4 years.
But he's competing with everybody. Let's just say it was this year.
What if it
was Stanley Morgan?
What if it's him and Bledsoe?
Another example.
But doesn't Bledsoe come available the year before?
But maybe he doesn't get in that year. Maybe some you don't get how the thing goes.
There's only one guy a year, it could be a guy that's more deserving to go in than Troy Brown.
I think Troy Brown should be back-to-back entries.
Even I understood how the thing
Bledsoe
works.
Bledsoe retired last year and Troy Brown retired this year.
That very well could be. But I'm just giving you something. There are guys that played before 1994 that belong in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
One of them was Ron Burton. And when you're finalists,
he's not one of them.
He was a finalist.
But he's not
so
one that
told
deserves
me
to be in
there. Were not a lot of candidates available.
Why? Because they did a good job of picking the finalists? They did. They did a poor job. There was about 10 guys that were more deserving than Ron Burton that got nominated
but
that night.
Why is it all of a sudden going to change? If Ron Burton was a finalist, he was a finalist.
I don't know, Andy.
What about,
I have
you,
no
what
idea
about Houston
who
Antoine?
Who the finalists are going to be.
Does he deserve to be in?
Would you say?
It would be before my time, so I would defer
I've
to
heard,
guys
I've
saw
heard,
him.
Like, just like when old-time Patriot fans
That defensive line is very highly regarded. Eisenhower, Antoine, Jim Lee Hunt, those guys, some of them are already have their number. Some of them, I think Hunt's number is retired. But I'm
not happy with that.
Red making all these faces over there behind the mic.
But I'm just, Andy, I have no idea who's going to get nominated. And you might actually be right that it turns out to be Bledsoe 1 year and Troy Brown the next. But I'm just saying, if it turns out that for whatever reason Bledsoe doesn't get in the first year, if he's going against Troy Brown, or, you know, I don't know, you pick somebody. Julius Adams going against Troy Brown. I'm not sure that Troy Brown goes in first. I don't know.
See, I just assume between now and then you'd get the one or two guys that should be in.
I think there's more than one or two guys that should be in.
I have a more serious question, Andy. Who? I have a more serious question.
Where's
Do you
lunch?
Think anybody that's getting food delivered to them right now gives Papa Gino's more business than us?
No.
This is a joke, and Papa Gino should be ashamed of themselves, and I think we should boycott them. All the business we give them, and they don't bring us our food.
I only agree if we find a replacement.
North Endeli won't deliver?
D'Angelo's doesn't deliver?
No,
right
Barry's shaking his head now.
Plus, it's like the same company, isn't it?
North End Deli?
Can't prove them a point.
They don't deliver.
It's amazing. If you live in this area, either they don't deliver or they don't take a credit card.
What about Good Food Store? They don't deliver?
They don't deliver.
Doug from Blackstone. Fred, I doubt very much that another station, we talked about whether or not Boston could have two sports stations that could be viable. I doubt very much that another station could compete with EEI. They have some really good hosts, and the Big O Show is a must for me.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
When I bought my truck last winter, the salesman was showing me all the options, and when he got to the radio, I said, does it get EEI? He said yes, and I told him that would be its only purpose. The rest was not important. So there you go.
But we're just saying, like, obviously there's times when EEI talks about stuff that you don't want to hear. If there was another station that was a viable option, you could turn to see what they were doing too. I just don't think in any business, and we saw this in wrestling, Andy, when it's just one, all of a sudden you don't look as good.
You're not getting the best.
And I think also, I mean, I like EEI. I listen to it a lot and all that. But, I mean, are we under the impression that those are the only guys in the Boston area that could do that?
Right.
You know, there's not like, you know, 10 guys that we have no idea who they are right now that could be all put together and on various shows on another station and be better than that.
Like Paul, Tom, Andy.
Well, you just happen to name three off the top of your head, Andy. I can't argue with that.
I just think there's a lot of people that even people I've talked to that get frustrated with all the shows on that station at different times and would be more than willing to click to another station.
Well.
And I like EEI.
Nice package bear.
Stop sucking up.
Matt from Quincy says, first of all,
I may or may not appear on that afternoon show from time to time.
And like I said, people would want to click off.
Apparently that's the way to go. I mean, you and I couldn't get a job if we fell into one. So
I had a couple. Both stations went out of business.
Matt from Quincy says, first of all, I never thought I'd say this, but thank God Fred's back from hosting. Is there any chance you could reread all of the emails from the last two shows and actually breathe some life into them? Anyway, the answer is yes. There is plenty of room in Boston for two sports radio stations. It's the old theory of competition making each party better and the fact that Boston sports market is insatiable. For a long time, EEI was like Pravda. They were the official sports news and talk outlet for Boston and were basically setting Boston sports talk policy for the whole city, even if they were full of crap half the time. Honestly, for a long time, the product sucked. There is only so much Larry Johnson a person can take. Now that there is some viable competition at 890, including Felger and Coward, although not Mike Tirico, a.k.a. the Eric Scalavino of ESPN Radio, the product on both of the major stations is much better, and yes, that does include Hans and Franz.
Well, wouldn't get too used to that ESPN thing.
No.
Have we seen the last of Hans and Franz? Will there be at least one reunion tour?
Well, we've seen the last of Hans and Franz there. We might be like the outsiders and pop up at a different organization.
No. I'm saying, you know, the original Hans and Franz. That would be unfortunate because I have to admit you guys entertain me.
Thanks, but after yesterday's review, you might have seen the last of Franz. Good.
Fred,
they don't own that name.
What did you tell these guys?
No, but the other thing, though, is
confidentiality.
Not just competition, though. And while I agree, I think that helps when you have competition, but I think he just made a good example in his email. Fred, when he hosts, probably stinks, but all of a sudden Eric hosts. Right. Now we've seen how good Fred looks.
Right.
So there, you know, when it's just Fred, it probably doesn't look good.
Poor Eric just has a different style. You know, that's all,
and it's not a good one.
Brian from Aspen, Colorado. Maybe I was the only one who listened to the old 1510. Over the internet, but I really enjoyed that station. It was much better across the board than EEI. Ooh. Much like you guys, the perspectives of the younger afternoon talk show hosts was refreshing. Plus, they didn't yell and scream simultaneously and bring politics into everything. I also agreed with Eddie in that you shouldn't have to pay the sports stars to occasionally come on the radio to be interviewed.
All right!
Well, do they get paid to occasionally come on the radio, or do they get paid to regularly come on the radio?
Well, I agree with the payment thing, but that's more because of a personal take. I don't really like listening to the interviews. I don't like the players. I don't think they add anything. I think
save that one, Gary. I don't like the players
on the radio. I'm talking about. I think for every guy that has something to say, you know, for every Brady or Rodney Harrison, there's dozens and dozens of guys that just waste everybody's time for a half hour that don't offer anything of any interest whatsoever.
Kevin Fogg.
So I would rather go with nothing if I have to risk losing the one or two guys that are actually interesting.
You know, what was interesting, the EEI had a weekly thing with Kevin Fogg. Is that – who was the pitcher for the –
Keith Foulke.
And this guy.
I had no idea it would
Kevin Foulke.
I thought he was, too.
They have pitching mainly.
This guy.
And when they got Kevin Foulke.
This guy was a ticking time bomb on that thing. It was must-listen-to radio because you never knew what he was going
right.
to say.
All that Burger King crap.
It was combative.
But that's
usually
great.
When you have weekly guests that are – it's like a love fest.
Right. Hey,
like,
I'm not the biggest Curt Schilling fan out there, but he's compelling to listen to.
He says what he's
thinking.
Because
he speaks his mind and he says things. So – but again,
I think they're
in the vast minority when it comes to athletes and coaches appearing on the radio. And quite honestly, I listen to a ton of sports radio, way more than anybody should. And when I hear them saying, "All right, next coming up, on the, you know, we got Danny Ainge or you know Bill Belichick," click. I have no interest in it whatsoever,
right?
Because I know they're not going to say anything. They're too smart.
I tell you one thing. Gary's got to stop moving around in there because every time he gets up or turns around, I think he's going to get our food.
Hasn't left yet.
I'm starving.
You're
coming
like a dog salivating
I'm
over there.
This happens to be one of the only days that I'm extremely hungry, and it's the day that I just have bad luck.
Dan, the man from Atlanta, says, for any future reference, St. Patrick was a Romanized Englishman, he spoke Latin, who was captured and placed into slavery in North Ireland at 14 years old. He escaped about 6 years later and worked as passage to France, where he entered an abbey to study for the priesthood. He spent about 20 years abroad studying and serving the church before he was sent by the Pope to Christianize Ireland's pagans.
That's not true. It's not.
See, we're both kind of right.
He was born in Italy. That's where he's from. And you can put that, take it to the bank.
That's a big Pete Shepherdism, speaking of EEI, by the way. He got really killed for that last year, I think, maybe 2 years ago.
What do those two people have in common?
Angie, Joe Hijimi.
The Italian guys are trying to claim St. Patrick.
I'm Italian. I'm not trying to claim
I'm not trying to claim
I don't have any use for St. Patrick's Day, except for the fact that it's my nephew's birthday.
I'm just telling you how it is.
It'll be John Halam on the mound against El Duque.
He is terrible.
And he actually went to school for that.
Wow.
Schools in quotes.
Brendan,
who are you talking about? Me or Pete Shepherd?
Although I could say the both. Schools in quotes.
Kamani is very concerned with Eric's career. You notice that?
Is this the guy that was going to buy the paintings?
He says, Eric, I believe Eric had a gallery showing what was happening this month. How is that going?
Oh, is that why?
It was February.
Is that why you're
down? It was through the month of February.
No, it's not why I'm down.
You didn't sell one, did you?
No, it's
believe it or not, it's actually something serious.
Did you sell one?
No, I did not yet.
But Eric, we asked you off the air. We're a family here. You know, when we have something serious going on,
I'll tell you afterwards.
He says, and has he ever considered donating a painting to the Pats to be displayed at the stadium? Thousands of people with disposable incomes would come see your work. Do something large.
Already tried that idea. Got nixed.
Well, I don't know if there was a donation involved there.
Well, there was an agreement to help all parties involved, and
right.
It didn't go over too well.
I'd love to hear more about this.
help all parties involved? How does that work?
Don't worry about it. Did you try to play hardball with the Patriots?
It's not your issue. Don't worry about it.
Look at this.
I like that. This side of Eric I like. Edgy Eric.
It's not your issue.
Well, that's goaltending.
I could care less if you sell a painting, to be honest with you.
I'm just wondering how the guy who's never sold a painting was going to help the Patriots.
All right, Gary, it's 1:29. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything. Let's go, Pat!
Pats! Woo! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats! Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
Hey, this is Doug Flutie. I may still be giving my retirement press conference, but download the podcast now.
That's good, Gary.
I can appreciate that.
Very good stuff.
Little self, yeah. What do they call
it? Self-deprecation.
Self-deprecation.
That's good. A P, not an F.
Purient interests?
Prurient.
Right. Purient.
Prurient.
With PR.
P-R-U-R.
Prurient.
Prurient.
Superciliousness?
Let's see. DG again. He says, guys, I was listening to the show the other day, and the talk of Fred's demise must be stopped. That is nothing to joke about. Plus, God doesn't need Fred, but this show does. Speaking of Fred, you cheap prick, where is my Patriots United? I had this vision of reading
Fred.
It before the Super Bowl, then watching the Patriots go on to a glorious victory and moving to Perfectville. The vision also included Tara Patrick, but that was all for naught.
I love her.
I'm not blaming Tara Patrick, pardon you, but the rest I am.
Strippers, Jenna Jameson can't hold her jock, baby. You heard it. You tell her. You tell her I said that.
Doug, send in your email, your mailing address to Gary, and we will get you that. Patriots
Why do you own the Patriots United?
Remember we said we'd sign it for him, I think?
That's a good book, Fred.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know the review was yesterday, so you're already sucking up for next
year.
Oh,
no. Apparently the suck-up doesn't work.
Tom won't be here next year.
It'll last a month.
Let's see. Hugh from Manchester, England, wanted to ask a quick question. With everyone saying no one wants to trade up with the Patriots' seventh spot, is there a player the Patriots might move up to get for best value? No need for a QB or running back, so not as high as number one or two, but with the Jets just above them, leapfrogging them might get them the best defensive player for the 3-4. And by the way, I wanted to get the PFW expert's view on the report that Jamarcus Russell now weighs in at 300 pounds. What's your take on that, Paul? Why Paul?
Wow. It's funny.
He knows a little something about fat guys.
If it's funny.
I hear my sources tell me they're after Quinn Gray from Jacksonville. If they get him, he starts.
I could not see the Patriots moving up.
Oh, no.
Well, the only guy, and I know I've fallen in love with him, but Golston to me, if they thought he was like LT, some ridiculous player, and said, if we go to five, you know, but I just don't think the value, I don't think the value is there at seven, and I certainly don't think it's there to move up. So I think it's highly unlikely that they'd be moving up.
I mistimed that break.
Yep.
All right.
Keep talking.
Anyway, Nick, our lunch is just coming, so Nick Martell, thank you. Get to his email. He says, let's start with the most important thing. The total student population of University of Hawaii Manoa is 20,400. Now that we got that out of the way, I hope the food is as good as it's been every other time. You guys have definitely given me a free lunch worth of laughs over the past year. Accra is hot, but her wardrobe needs an increased amount of lower cut shirts. Lori looks too much like my aunt, so I can't picture her in any other way.
Wow.
I've never listened to a show live, mainly because the time difference and the college internet connection sucks. The podcasts keep me entertained while I walk between classes, and I can't thank you guys enough. Keep doing what you guys do. I've already jumped on the 19-0 bandwagon. Go Pats. P.S. I'm not actually poor. I'm not rich. I'm in the middle. So there you go. That's Nick Martell over at the University of Hawaii.
Class.
Hey, if you're living in Hawaii, you're rich.
I agree.
Not in money, but in just
lifestyle. Yeah.
Lifestyle. Rich. Anybody?
So you're saying that Matt Walsh wouldn't have any grudges to hold or anything because he's living such a fruitful and rich life. Is that correct, Fred?
What did you say?
What's that now?
What?
I said you said everyone in Hawaii is living such a rich, fruitful life, so
right.
Matt Walsh wouldn't be holding any grudges against the Patriots.
No, he screwed up. Strippers, anybody want to hear his history?
Sure.
That gives him
time to eat.
He started a stripper agency after walking into Max 2 and Bill Ricca in 1992. 1995, he got his first site up. 2001, Jenna Jameson contacted him about putting an ad on one of his sites for her new club, clubjenna.com. After 3 months of emailing and talking with her and her fiancé, Jay, they hired me. I survived the latest firing of 90% of the staff by Playboy, who bought Club Jenna last year. What's so hard to believe? So there you go.
I never
we didn't say we didn't believe you.
Maura O'Brien.
The most miserable human being on earth.
She doesn't want to see anyone else be successful or happy.
Gerard from
Beaver. She'll eat the rest of this food.
Right. But if we bring up leftovers, there. Oh, there's leftovers. I'll have a wing. Yeah, I'll eat pizza.
Gerard from Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania says that ESPN just announced that Troy Brown will not return to the Patriots.
Well, from what I've seen, they're just using the Gasper Boston Globe clip and saying a source told the Globe that Troy Brown won't be asked back.
Okay. Gary wants me to mention that Scott Zolak was the first lunch buyer. Oh, Scott's on the phone.
What's up?
Hey, Scott Zolak.
Yeah, I had to buy the lunch because I stole the lunch. You had to get it straight, Freddie.
That's right. You stole lunch and then you reimbursed us.
I was told by an erroneous cameraman I could take that lunch, though. It wasn't like I just walked in and, you know, I got the black ski mask on and all that.
Yeah, that's likely, Scott. Just blame it on the cameraman. I have issues with you.
Let's get right to it right now. Fred.
Zolak?
You are very upset with Scott
I hear
Zolak.
You bad-mouthing me on the radio. Or you were on the radio before you got fired. Sorry about that.
What'd I do?
You were bad-mouthing me. You're saying that I have no credibility because I work for the team.
I never said that.
Oh, I don't know.
About Paul Perillo. I think I got after you about what the heck was. Oh my God, you were. Who were you on with?
I was on with Gresh and
before, oh, I was at the game. She said something, and I was like,
I said I watched the game in which Brady supposedly got hurt, which of course he did, and I couldn't figure out when it was.
Yeah, I got the play. It was in the third quarter. He got his ankle rolled in.
Yeah, but no one knew that day.
That's what I got on yesterday. That was exactly the one, because they kept going to it on ESPN.
I know, but even Jaworski said he watched it 10 times and he wasn't sure.
I did, too. I had the thing devote. I went back to it, and that's the only one where he got up real, real
right, fast. So how does that question my credibility?
I never said it questioned your credibility.
Yes, you did.
I never said credibility. You got to get that. You got to get
wait
that
a minute.
Quotation.
My people in Rhode Island are telling
it's
me
like
different.
Bill Parcells said, if you don't see it in quotes by me, or if you don't have it on MP3 or audio, then I didn't say it.
I don't know. My people in Rhode Island, they're very, very loyal. You know, I was born in Providence. I got people down there.
What, those guys from Cranston that don't have jobs and live in their mom's basement?
You got that right. Those guys in Cranston that, you know, drive around making trouble all day. That's
right. It's the only place you could have heard us, you know, prior to Monday down there.
That's true. Now you can't hear you anywhere.
That's right.
Didn't take Zo long to turn on
the Rhode Island
state.
while we're turning on people, can we have a Brian Maury impersonation?
Oh, you do that. Let's hear it.
The contractors and woodchuckers. I was down here last week, and I tell you, you got to come to see the stadium. Everything's beautiful over here. I'm the guy in charge of the new Patriots Hall.
Oh, that's funny.
Wednesdays are half price.
Ladies' night, Thursday night.
You guys ever see Maury up there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fred does lunch with him every day. Fred loves him.
Well, he works out a lot now, you know?
Well, he saw I have the perfect push-ups in my office. He said he's going to get some. So how you doing, Scott?
I can't believe you think I was attacking your integrity on the air.
No, this is what I've been told.
It's a good thing you cleared the air, Zo. I don't know what would have happened. He might have come after you.
You know, I know some people. I'm telling you.
You know what? I think I got into it with Gresh after that. He's the one that said, oh, you're questioning Fred's integrity on air?
There you go. See, Gresh will stick up for me.
Gretz will stick up for the other side, regardless of what the argument is.
Right. Well, that's
he's
right.
He's the Felger of the South.
Okay. So why are we talking? What are you? Why are you calling in, Gary? Why? What's going on here? You got news for us?
I got no news.
Oh, okay.
Gary just wanted to get me on air, man. He said you guys were bored, and you know, you never know. You never know.
What are you going to be doing now, Zoe? In all seriousness.
We're not sure yet. We as anybody is after they get fired. I mean, you never really know. But obviously, there were a lot of takers prior to when we were there, which limited to, you know, contractually what we can and what we couldn't do outside of Providence and Citadel. But you know, they were good to me down there. They let me do a lot of things. Still did a CBS college sports stuff, and you know, I'm going to do Navy again this year. I'll still have all the Navy games. And then you know, I've talked to a bunch of people up in Boston at different places, and it's a lot of interest right now. It's just, you know, there's a little bit of a, you know, non-compete, which is
right.
Hard to believe because since it doesn't exist, how can you be competing with anything?
Right.
It's not like the sports format is still down in Rhode Island.
I don't think that would fly in court. But here's a question that we've been talking about with some of our listeners and emailers today. You know, most of them think that a second sports radio station in Boston could work. But what do you think it would take to get to, you know, to compete with EEI?
Guess, period.
Guests.
You have to have the guests. I mean, you put Belichick on one, you have Francona on the other. You have Schilling on one, you have Brady on the other. The fact that WEI has Bill Belichick, has Tom Brady, has Seymour, has Bruschi, has Harrison, you know, during the baseball season, and Kurt Nakar that calls in, and Terry Francona, what, every Wednesday? They've got the actual Red Sox contract, and, you know, they air the games. It's
right.
Regardless of the type of content you provide or analytical breakdown within the game of whatever sport it may be, you know, fans, you know, why do they listen to you guys? Because you guys are the closest ones to the team.
So,
you know, you guys got all access. It's right there. You're at the stadium. Fans want to be close to the players and coaches. If you can't provide that, or if the only thing you could get on is maybe a backup player or a second-rate guy, third-rate guy, you know, no offense or anything, but, you know, fans don't really want to hear that.
So what about the fact that EEI has the Red Sox, like you said, they have the, you know, well, they don't have the Patriots. I shouldn't say that. They have the Celtics.
They have the Patriots, but they still have Patriot Monday.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
You know, at 5:30, you turn on the radio Monday, you're going to hear Belichick after the game.
Right.
You're going to hear Brady in the morning with Dennis and Callahan.
So you got to get guests on there. And does it mean necessarily spending a little money?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I think it definitely does, and that's what it comes down to. And
yeah.
That's the crock of the whole thing. The thing that really pissed you off down inside, you know, is about when we would go down in sales meetings, you know, they would roll out these numbers. You know, well, here's EEI's FM signal, and here's your ratings compared to that. How are we supposed to communicate? Well, get us a guess.
Right.
You know, you put Gresh and myself on and have us break down some football. I think we do it pretty good.
Yep.
Player, I think he has a good grasp of the game. He could go on any topic, really. And I think that's a different dimension that we gave them, but, you know, they didn't support the guess. I mean, you know, we had Dan Copen 3 years ago, but that was, you know, that was when Copen got hurt. And you know what happens after these players get hurt? They don't want to talk.
And, you know, those NFL centers, they're really big draws. I know that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, before that, we had Matt Light, but then Matt Light got big.
Right.
You know,
right.
Now the money goes up.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, we had Tim Kurchin during the baseball season, and he was great and all, but, you know, it was just constant statistics. And,
yep.
You know, he's one of those guys.
Right.
You know, give us something about the game within the game.
Well, Scott, you're a rising star from what I hear.
As long as you don't take any of my gigs on the big show, so right. I wish you all the best.
Right.
I tell you what, as long as I don't have to sit next to Pete, they put me on the other side. No, I love Pete. Pete, you know, we had a lot of fun jabbing each other. And if we can take any time away from Freddie Smirlis, that's great.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well,
we'll be seeing you guys soon. We'll see you, pal.
Okay, right, Scott, thanks for calling us. Scott Zolak, former Patriot and media celebrity here in the greater Boston area.
Did anyone else get the feeling when he was saying there's a lot of interest? That's like when I say there's a lot of interest. In
yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with our final segment right after this.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers, mild and hot sack attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots gridiron grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots gridiron grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats! Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
Lunchtime for the boys. Let's listen in. Looks like it's Mexican today.
You know what I love about tacos?
What's that? Everything. Do tacos get any more kick butt than this?
But with these guys, you have to kick it up a notch.
Oh, they're about to, all right. We take a crunchy all-beef taco, smother it in nacho cheese, lettuce, tomato, and our special Southwestern sauce. Then we wrap it in a soft flour tortilla with a layer of refried beans in between.
Sweet.
Then we wrap that in a savory corn tortilla with a middle layer of Monterey Jack cheese.
And what do you think of that, Tom?
Awesome! And it gets even awesomer when we take a deep-fried gordita shell, smear on a layer of our special guacamolito sauce, and wrap that around the outside.
Andy's head might be big, but what does he think of that?
This is pretty big.
It gets bigger because we bake it in a corn husk filled with pico de gallo, then wrap that in an authentic Parisian crepe filled with egg, Gruyere, sausage, and portobello mushrooms.
Paul, what's on your mind?
Can I eat it now?
Sure, but not before we take the whole thing and wrap that in a Chicago-style deep-dish meat lover's pizza.
Fred? Frank? Jake Steele? How's that sound?
Pizza? Now that's what I call a taco.
Well, it's not a taco until we roll it up in a blueberry pancake, dip it in batter, and deep fry it until it's golden brown. Then we serve it all in a commemorative tote bag filled with spicy vegetarian chili. It's 15 great tastes all rolled into one. The new Pizza Crepe Taco Pancake Chili Bag.
It's what's for lunch. Or you can just send pizza and wings and a turkey sub.
All right, back here in PFW in progress. Again, thanks to Nick Martel for lunch, which I just wolfed down and was scolded by Tom for doing so.
Now you just asked me a question.
But I only had the two meatballs and, you know, a couple forkfuls of ziti.
I don't make the point system, Fred. I just tell you what it is.
From what I just ate, how many points would that be?
You probably had 12 to 14 points.
Okay, so
59.
Good.
But we haven't figured out your point system. You right. don't weigh as much as me.
I think I can have 50 points.
No, you can't.
So what? Now you're trying to gain weight?
No, that's too much. No.
My guess, just off the top of my head, is that you're hitting around 32 points a day.
32 points?
Yeah.
My guess
How much
is
do you weigh?
You last a week.
Don't you worry about me.
Oh, you're not going to turn girl
247.
On me.
247.
No, right now I weigh exactly 240. When I started, when I was overweight, when Andy was making fun of me, I was 249. Mm-hmm. So I've lost.
I know that. I can up it a little.
I've lost 9 pounds.
Now I'll just go 250.
Total.
See, I only weigh 213.
Oh, so, okay, let me figure this out for you here.
That's me, the shortest guy in the room.
But I want to get down to 180.
But let me.
I feel like I was only 217 at the Super Bowl, which is only about 40 pounds more than I should be.
You want to get to 180 from 217?
Yeah.
213?
213.
33.
So, 21.
Eric, you'll be happy to know I've lost about
33 points?
Yeah.
Okay.
Half of that 17?
No, half that's
of that 40.
And you you take into consideration my wide build?
Yes, I've done all that. It's
childbearing
hips.
Why build?
Fred, all you got to do is be smart, and you can eat.
Forget
I
it.
I eat all. That's the problem. You can either do that, or you can eat all day by eating.
I know. Well, that's why I asked. Are the things that
you can just nibble on all day.
Yes.
Because that's the key. You want to keep your metabolism up.
Yeah.
By,
why do you think I have those granola bars, 2 points apiece, all day? I eat two or three of those.
You don't get tired of them?
No, but I'm just saying that's what I like.
How much is a yogurt?
Stuff like that.
How much
he's
is
already
one,
tired of
one
stuff
point.
He hasn't started.
I had a yogurt last night.
1 point.
With some cashews.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
You like apples?
Well, I'm allergic.
Do you like bananas?
Love them.
Okay, you take the vanilla yogurt, which is 1 point. You take a banana, cut that up. That's 2 points. You take granola, which is 1 point. There's 4 points. You have yourself a nice little snack.
Well, there you go.
You're allergic to apples?
Yeah, it's weird. And all my life I wasn't. And then like 10 years ago, cherries, apples, peaches.
Pitted fruit.
Yeah.
They have the same thing.
It's weird. It's
and,
like my
and
whole
it develops
mouth
the same
starts...
way as an adult. You get itchy.
Yeah,
your mouth gets itchy.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. And almonds. For some reason.
I just don't like almonds.
I used to love them. My whole mouth like swells up. I feel like my teeth are going to fall out of my head. It's weird.
What in the hell is going on?
Is there anything? You know what I was thinking, though, and I haven't tried it yet. I was thinking of taking some Benadryl and then eating it and seeing if it works.
Why, you miss all those things a lot?
I do. I love cherries.
I mean, apples and plums.
Oh, yeah.
I
love them.
I love, and I don't hardly ever eat them anymore because it makes my mouth
itchy. You ever think about going to a doctor and asking them what it is?
No, like, I'm pretty sure I'm allergic to it.
You've developed...
No, what I'm saying, maybe they can tell you that something you could... Like you just said, Benadryl, maybe if you take something... Then you can
I
eat
don't
it.
Need a doctor to tell me. I'll try it on my own.
Okay. I was just thinking, the next time you're at a doctor, maybe you just throw it out there, see if they can help
you. Well, you know what? I did that to my doctor 1 year, annual physical. He said, well, don't eat it anymore. That's what he
so
said.
You go to Andy's doctor?
My doctor take 12 Imodium? But, I mean, assuming that you are allergic to them, there's nothing the doctor can tell you other than don't eat them.
Don't eat them.
I mean, if you keep taking them, you can take Benadryl, and that'll make you better then. But the more you eat that food, the worse your attack is going to be. Until you do something that's dangerous.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't, like, fight it and then overcome it?
No.
No?
It's just like with a kid that's allergic to peanuts. It might not bother him that much the first whatever many times, but sooner or later it's going to start getting worse and worse and worse before you have an attack that's suddenly dangerous.
You can't build up a resistance to it.
To me, this is one of the most astonishing days of my life. First of all, you would think that, boy, you know, how many people could you find that had an allergy to pitted fruit? We have two in the same room, and some lady is sitting on the toilet for 2 years. But it's just an amazing day.
With their butt attached to the seat.
It just shows you, no matter what it is, there's something in the world that fits it.
Mm-hmm.
What,
I don't know what that means.
What does that
mean? That was my, where I just want you to move on.
Brian Morey has just emailed us. He says, happy day. Coach DiBiase from Everett High School just registered for NewEnglandFootball.com.
All right.
Hopefully Brian was listening when we just made fun of him, Scott Zola. Wednesdays are half off.
We should throw that out there that the Patriots just launched NewEnglandFootball.com, which is a site that you can register your high school in and put up the history of your school, and it's going to be part of a New England football exhibit at the Hall of Patriot Place when it opens up this fall, so it's going to be kind of neat. So NewEnglandFootball.com, if you live in New England, you went to high school, hopefully, and more importantly, played on the football team.
Tom?
Oh, yeah, I made it through there. Okay. Well, I went there. I made it through would be a strong.
Eric, you going to do it? You had quite a career kicking the ball down up in. Where did you play?
Yeah, we got to get St. Paul's in there.
I know from experience, dude.
Why don't you register for them?
Anybody can register for their school. I thought the school had to do it.
Well,
therein lies the flaw. And why Andy Hart rushed for over 12,000 yards at Dartmouth High.
62 touchdowns as a senior.
Really? Amazing.
Yeah, no, the school is supposed to, but
what
might
is supposed to mean? I'll contact them and see if they're interested.
Mm-hmm. Do they still have a program?
Of course. Now, can you safely go back on campus at St. Paul's School? Why wouldn't I? Well, it was a dangerous place. When you were there, it was a dangerous place.
You have to, like, bring mace or something?
No, I'm fine. Can you just freely walk around campus with, without knowledge or without fear of retribution from the beatdown that you gave that kid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Myron, I think his name was.
Myron?
No, it wasn't.
Trip?
No, we didn't mention any name.
Now, who is St. Paul?
Who is he?
He's Italian.
Is he Italian?
That's where I kind of was going. Italian, Tom.
Did he run the rats out of Italy or whatever?
It's funny, all the saints are Italian except for St. Patrick. Go figure.
No. He was a huge disciple of Jesus who wrote a lot of letters afterwards.
St. Paul to the Corinthians.
It's all wrote propaganda. A lot of letters about what?
Andy, it's all propaganda. Oh, I don't buy any of it. No, I mean the St. Patrick stuff.
Oh.
It's those Irish drunks. It's all propaganda.
P.S. Oh, no. This is Christian Simonelli, who has bought us.
Is a very, 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 very good lunch
Hall of Famer.
He's just sitting here trying to get through his sinus infection. I was wondering what you guys think about two players currently on the Pats roster, Dave Thomas and Chad Jackson. Both 2006 draft picks, and because of injuries, both have had made minimal contributions thus far. What do you think of their roles in the offense this coming season? And P.S., St. Patrick's Day sucks.
Wow. They are on the Patriots roster.
Chad Jackson, make or break, and Dave Thomas,
break.
Yeah.
Well, we did talk about Chad Jackson. Maybe this is his year, right?
Well, it's make or break.
Yeah. Mm.
Not to sound like another media member in town, but I think he could be the number two receiver, or I think he could get cut.
But it's funny. The upside for Chad Jackson is a
phenomenal.
Lot bigger than Dave Thomas.
Oh, God, yeah.
And the downside is also a lot bigger than Dave Thomas, in my mind. I think, like Dandy said, I think I could see a scenario that he's the number two guy lined up on the outside opposite Moss with Welker doing his thing in the slot, and I could see him still not getting the program and not fitting in and not doing all the things that, off the field and acting mature enough to find a role and, you know, maybe being out of second chances.
And I wouldn't expect to read too many stories with he or his agent quoted in them because
that got him into
they're not
trouble
talking.
Last year. And Dave Thomas,
but when he's had
we got to see Dave Thomas stay healthy.
Yeah, because when he's been on the field, he has shown that he can make some plays, more so than Jackson, I think.
Yes, I agree.
But the only thing with him, I'd even feel better about him if he's a blocking tight end because I think that role is there to be won. Mm. I just don't know what role. Say he has a great camp. You have Ben Watson. I mean, he'd be the second receiving tight end. Do you really think he's all of a sudden just going to pass up Ben Watson? He'd be better off if he was a Kyle Brady-type tight end.
That's a good point. But I do think that he could be more of a threat in the passing game than Ben Watson if he stayed healthy because I think he's a better receiver.
Yeah.
Better receiver, not as good an athlete.
No, not even close.
All right, Henry from Norway.
Hank!
He says, concerning Tekeo Spikes, he made a lot of tackles last year for the Eagles, but no big plays. I think he might be a nice fit for the Patriots. He would be better than Brutsky at middle linebacker. Got a trivia question. Name all the number one overall draft picks taken by the Patriots.
All the number one overall.
Drew Bledsoe.
Ken
Sims.
Irving Fryer. Kenneth Sims. And
Jim Plunkett.
Couldn't tell you. Oh, yeah, Jim Plunkett.
That's it. I've been on vacation lately. I came back to listen to the show last Tuesday. And which voice do I hear? Eric Scalamoron. I was wondering, was Fred dead or something? So I was pleased today to hear your voice and to hear you're still alive. Got an important question for all of you except for Paul. Paul, you are like 50 years old, and you are fat. This is terrible. Tom, I wonder how you will be when you reach Paul's age. I can imagine you becoming...
I'll let you know in 2 years.
Yeah. I can imagine you becoming like Creed in The Office or like Michael Douglas in Falling Down, going on a rampage and all, tired of not being Tom Brady. Andy, I think you will forever be the same guy you have always been, an idiot who makes fun of pretty much everyone. Eric, what's going to happen? When are you coming out of the closet? Oh. And finally, Fred, let's face it, Fred, you'll be lucky if you reach Paul's age. Actually, Paul's
Are you going to tell him how much older you are than I am?
I'm decades older. Anyway, my question is, are you guys happy with your lives? Are your parents happy with you, Eric? Anyway,
we're getting
so
all serious here.
I know. What's up with that?
Not to disrespect the dead, but when did Alan Greenberg pop up?
You know what the thing about this email is the timing. If we read this on Tuesday, my answer would have been yes, but I had my review yesterday, so now my answer is no.
Fred, I'm really concerned with what you told my boys.
It's just tough. You know,
I give him some, fatherly advice. Anyway, Strippers has sent us a new login for the Jenna Jameson site, so we got to go. We'll see you next Tuesday.